Oh, yeah. We live, baby.
Yeah, baby. Yeah, baby.
You were in, dog. What's up, Chico?
What's up, y'all? What's up, y'all? Hey, you can do that, bro.
Okay, here. Yeah, we're... yo, check it out. What's up, party people?
What's up?
We are...
mobile.
We're mobile. We're doing the first mobile irate podcast in irate history. Here we go. So we're moving down to downtown LA. We're gonna head to the Novo. We're gonna catch a little show quick. Who else, Christian?
We got Corrupt, DJ Quick, Sugar Free, and Little Easy.
Oh, Little Easy. And then we have we got one of the homies rolling with us right here. What's up, Swift?
What's up, brother? How are you?
Always good, player.
We're here with Davey Dave.
Second appearance on the show, I believe, right?
Yeah, yes, you actually called me one night. I know I was kind of out of it when you called me, but I do remember you calling me.
Were you faded?
Halfway, maybe.
Yeah, that's what's up. It's all good, man.
Yeah.
We're going to have a good time tonight. So we just have some five guys. Pause.
Pause, yeah. Hamburgers, if you're not aware.
Big pause.
Well, hey. You had a hot dog, homie, so I don't know about you. But we got, hey, what's up, Travis? How are you, man?
I'm good. Okay. Never been better.
Really?
No, that's a lie.
But here we are. We're rolling in the Chico Mobile.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
We're four deep. We had five guys, which was delicious. If anyone, it's hard to find five guys over here now of days, but.
Yeah.
Swift had the hot dog.
Yeah, it's kind of my modified version of a downtown LA danger dog.
Dude, you should have waited, bro.
When I opened up the bag, I was like, you know what? I should have had a burger now, and I should have had the hot dog later. But I'll probably have another hot dog later.
That's what I was gonna say. You gotta get the hot dog in downtown LA.
Yeah.
If you ain't getting a street dog in downtown LA, you ain't living.
That's the mecca.
That's legitimate right there.
Yeah, and you have to get sick at least once to make it solidify your LA visits.
You got to pick the one vendor that's running away from the police because they probably got the best toppings and the best.
They make the
build
most
up your immunity yeah. to it.
They make the most sales.
Yep,
that's funny.
We all went to Club Metro, so we're all immune.
That's true.
I never went into Metro.
Oh wow!
What?
I take that back. I take that back. I walked in once. I talked to the DJ and then I bounced. And then they shut. I'm not gonna say why they shut down, but some violence happened, and then like a couple months later they shut down. Bro, but I never partied there, but I've been inside there.
There was always violence there.
So it was your fault. He basically just told on himself.
That's funny.
Hey man, we're kind of low key pre gaming right now with music, food in our system.
Yeah.
Maybe make a liquor store run for my homie right here.
Yeah, I got a big cup of ice, and so it's beautiful. I just need some libations in it.
We got some doggy style bumping on the radio. Let's see if you guys can hear it.
Get in that mic a little more.
Let's see if you guys can hear it.
There you go.
There you go. That's the pregame.
You gotta put on the pump, pump. That's my shit right there.
Yeah, that's a classic right there. That's Doggy Style album. Oh, yeah. That's like a number. That's in the top three, top five, easy.
Mm-hmm.
I got my Doggy Style shirt on.
Damn.
Super fanning, you know.
Repping.
You are repping.
You're repping that Snoop Dogg apparel.
West Coastin' with doing the most in. Yeah, there we go.
I like it. Traffic's not too bad.
Yeah, traffic's
perfect
real light.
Weather today.
Sweater weather.
Yep.
You know
so, mean? Yeah, we're going to have a good time.
Some nice live music.
This is, what's, have you guys been to a live show besides the Michelada Rumble, Christian?
Like, I have not been to a live show since.
Oh, since, okay.
And I'm really looking forward to it. And, it's going to be a good time, man. It's going to be like the old days.
I haven't been to a live show since the damn pandemic started.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, wow. I've been into a couple of bars and nightclubs,
yeah.
but not like a show, like a concert, like a show.
Like a venue type.
Gotcha. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Gotcha.
No, me neither. Yo. It's been like 2 years.
For real?
Yeah.
Damn.
It's been a long time.
Does that mean we're going to wild out when we walk in there and just be ridiculously ignorant, all of us? No?
Switch me mics real quick.
Okay. Yeah.
There you go.
I wasn't a huge fan of live shows before, but like now, I don't give a fuck. I go anywhere. You know, just to get that taste of what we were missing.
Yeah, you need that, dude.
You don't miss it until it's gone, for real.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm excited, man. I'm down to see this live show tonight. So,
bro, who are you most looking forward to?
You know what, man?
Out of that little lineup.
As the bird flies, Mr. Quick.
Mr.
Blake.
Okay.
Yeah, man. He's You know, you can't go wrong, man. This dude puts on a show like It doesn't matter. He can be by himself and the show is going to be banging.
Yep.
I seen this fool with a fucking live band. That shit was like amazing.
You talked
amazing.
About it before, dude. I think we all went to that one, huh, bro?
Yeah. I'll never forget
House of
Blues,
that. Hollywood, rest in peace.
Yeah, seriously. I'll never forget that show, man.
Yeah,
I know. There's a loud ass Porsche.
That's
great. I'm excited to see all of them together because it's like Batman and Robin with Sugar Free. And
oh, yeah.
So Batman and Robin. So like Batman and Robin for me would be, of course, like you said, Quick and Sugar Free. But Corrupt's going to be there as well. The other Batman and Robin for me is Corrupt and Daz, the Dog Pound. But maybe Daz will make an appearance. If he makes an appearance, it'll complete the show.
I hope so. That'd be dope.
I don't know. That'll be the dopest show ever. Two Batman and Robins. What do you call that? What's another duo? Peanut Butter and Jelly?
What's the guy from Step Brothers?
Step. Oh, did you touch my drumsticks?
Them fools. That's one of the coolest duos ever.
Yo. It's going to be a good night for sure.
Yeah, it's going to be, man. It's gonna be a good night because we're with good company. Mm-hmm. And it always goes off when we're together, so, you know.
Yeah. I was talking to a friend, and I was telling her, yo, I'm going to go see GZ Quick and Sugar Free. She's a little younger.
Yeah.
So she was making fun of me.
That's old? That's old school.
I know, and that's what she said. She said, that's old school. She was like, you're so old. I was like, yeah, but, like, when you get old, there's going to be music that takes you back.
Yep.
You know, and it's only certain artists that are able to take you all the way back. And when I mean all the way back, I don't mean like history. I mean like vibe. You feel me? Like some people are like, oh, it reminds you of the 90s. Yeah. But it doesn't take you back to that room where you're putting in your CD, your 6-inch CD changer. You know what I mean? Cleaning off your Converse.
No. I got something deeper.
I almost wore some Chucks tonight.
The cassette adapter to your CD player.
Damn. Yeah. With the Discman.
The Discman.
You just spoke Chinese to a million people.
To half our audience.
To that friend of yours. What's that?
Yeah. Hey, remember if you didn't have the one that didn't have anti-skip, you had to hold it like this? Like
you had to stabilize that thing.
Your passenger had to hold it like a pizza?
Damn.
And if you hit a bump, crazy. It's like you won't hear it for like 10 seconds.
These kids don't know. Physical media was a big thing, man.
Bro,
people were selling 3, 4, 5 million records if you were like a big artist.
Yeah. That's true.
Now they can't even sell like 300,000. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I know nobody knows the numbers. Nobody knows. I don't think.
Well,
Spotify
now
shares the numbers.
It's not even album downloads now. It's more they just download singles.
Yeah, you know that's crazy. I mean,
so if you're an artist, you make all your money touring and merch.
Well, which is kind of cool because I mean anybody can make a single now and have it pop off and get rich. Yeah. So that's cool. I mean, I'm about to release some shit. Fuck it.
Hey man.
The only issue is you'll pop off for like a day.
Yeah.
It won't even be a day anymore. It'd be like the first 4 hours of the day until they move into the next.
That's true because because the news cycle moves so fast.
Yeah,
you gotta have two singles.
Exactly.
You a two hit wonder.
Yep, jeez. You gotta come with that $2 bill. I got you. Okay.
Yeah, music's funny nowadays.
Yeah, I know. But these fools over here, Quick, Corrupt, man, this is timeless.
Classic.
If anybody picked it up back in the day, you know, life lessons from these fools. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So, bro, what song are you looking forward to the most?
Ooh.
Overall, not necessarily Quick like you wanted to see. Same question for Travis and Swift as well.
Okay.
Mine is going to be Ride With Us with Corrupt.
You know what I
mean? Just that beat. Ride With Us. If Daz comes out, that'd be sick.
That'd be dope.
Mine is Black Mercedes.
That's a good one.
Yeah, I really like that one. Anything with Nate Dogg on it just like sets the tone. But like that one's like a good starter or mid show, you feel me?
Yeah. I'm looking forward to the party song, man. I'm looking for pitching on a party.
Oh, that's a good one.
That one's just the banger. That one's just the banger. I'm not looking for no outliers. I'm not looking for no outlier B-sides. I'm down with all that shit, but that's the party starter right there.
Oh yeah, what about you, Trav? I mean Swift.
What's
I
up?
I like Corrupt calling out names.
Oh, I was gonna say that one too, bro.
That beat is hard, man.
Yeah. Extraordinary.
Damn, you're reading my mind.
I don't think I've ever seen him perform that.
Where?
Well, maybe I was in the bathroom at the last concert, the last bar. Where?
Do you remember you were there?
Probably. I probably remember arriving. But no, that'd be dope if he does that one.
All a blur from there.
That's funny. The Novo is pretty cool, man. Last time I was here was Naughty by Nature show, which was
nice.
Yo, that shit was off the chain.
January 2019.
I think it was 2020.
Beginning of last year.
Yeah.
Because you talked about it.
It was the last concert before everything went. You know.
That's true. That's
fire. Yeah.
That was like right around episode 3 and 4, bro.
Yeah, you're right.
Because Redlow. Redbone came through.
He said Redlow.
Yeah, he came through like after you guys went, and that was like 3 or 4.
Yeah, that was a show of shows. Yeah, and exactly. we were backstage on that one, so we got to see how it went from A to Z. And we hit the after party after that, which was really that was incredible too.
Such a fun time with Tretch, dude. We went to Lucky Strike, bowled it up with the homies.
Yep.
Nice.
And yeah.
And then we hit the, what's that spot that
the breakfast joint?
Yeah, that breakfast joint right downtown by the Staples Center.
The something pantry?
Yeah, pantry is what it's called.
Right on the corner.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, we.
That was dope.
Yeah. Now I remember that night because of the waiter. Remember he was a jerk.
Yeah. The homie Donut.
Yeah, Donut.
Hollywood Donut, what up?
Oh, we in downtown now. So yeah. Off subject, guys.
yeah, go ahead.
Can we switch to how many times have you been in the Spearmint Rhino on Olympic right here? I just saw it. I had a flashback.
There's a Spearmint Rhino?
Right here, brother.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're on the 10 freeway.
Yeah, 10
passing
Olympic.
Central. near the Staples and all that, about to exit. So this is a historic down here. This is a spot, man. I always get a different feeling and a different vibe.
It is vibes down here.
When I come in this area, you see the Olympic Auditorium. Our grandpa used to box there.
Yep.
Bunch of old school wrestling shit went down there. Andre the Giant, Iron Sheik, all those old school fools.
That's like LA Convention Center days, right?
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah, that's the old school shit. That's even before the Convention Center.
Yeah. That's a sports arena.
Yeah, there you go. But yeah, man, this is like a bonus episode for us, too. You know what I mean?
Nice.
I think we're going to continue this after we get out of the show, right?
Yeah. Sure, dude. We're going to do the show. We're trying to, you know, talk about the show now. We're going to go experience the show, and then we'll talk about it after.
So this is the sober one. Pregame of the show. Later, it's going to be elevated a few notches.
There'll be lots of slurring.
I'm going to be sober as a gopher.
For real? You're not drinking?
Nah.
Oh, okay.
I'm not drinking.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not drinking.
Oh, okay.
Damn, you're a DD for real.
I am, man.
Oh, wow.
Holy
okay, that's cool.
That's crazy. Okay.
This episode is brought to you by bottled water.
Exactly. Bottle Evian.
Let's see how much the drinks are at Novo since last time I was here.
$17.
We didn't have to pay anything, so.
Let me see. For a tall can today, I think it's going to be $15.
$15?
I say
my
12.
Prediction. What's your chef? And then we'll talk about it after.
I'm going to say $10.
I say 13.
Because everything's opening back up, so the prices I think are going to go down. But I always come prepared.
I think they went up.
I'm taking a large swig of Henny.
Damn, anything is possible.
Yeah. And then I'll just sip on one for the rest of the night.
Yeah, I think it's $13.
I don't want to replay.
You might be right. I think a domestic will be like 12. But if you want like an IPA, it's going to be like 14, 15, yeah.
They're going to consider Heineken IPA.
Like high-end, top-shelf shit.
Okay, so cheapest beer, what you call?
What is going to be the cheapest beer here?
Yeah, like
probably
like
a Bud Light.
A Miller
like
Lite.
Yeah.
Yeah, 10, Tecate or Corona.
Some shit that I don't drink.
Yeah.
What do you drink?
Like Bud Light.
What do you drink?
$10, yeah.
Lately, I've been drinking 805s. Kind of like.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I do like a... You know, I like a good IPA if it's like the right IPA.
Yeah.
Speaking of 805, real quick story. Yeah. I was in that area, the 805 area code, Santa Maria to be precise.
Ventura County.
Yeah. And there was a hotel me and Regina used to meet up when I used to live
chill,
at the
chill,
Bay
chill,
Area.
Oh, chill.
That was like the halfway point.
Irate Masterminds After Dark?
Went to a bar and they asked me, "What would you like to drink?" And I said, 805. And the bartender looked at me legit.
Like
I'm an idiot. She's like,
"Are you a fucking tourist?
You mean an 805.
Oh.
I was like, "Oh, no, she what?"
Wow. And I would have been like, "Guess what?
Blast.
I'm gonna 805 my ass to another bar, and I ain't tipping you shit."
No, damn,
I was like, you're gonna get an 805 tip.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what's crazy? Man. Is that an Inland Empire thing? Because we call it 805. Even the bartenders call it 805.
Well, it's like when you ask somebody their phone number.
Yeah, you're not gonna say
because like Mike Jones.
Well, it's like
you didn't say zero.
Well,
you know,
well, people out here, even in LA, they say 310.
Yeah, who's gonna say
or 909?
Call me the 310 phone. Yeah,
exactly.
I'm from the 909.
The freeway, you know what I mean? They do the O's, right? The 101.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
another one.
Bro, come on.
She was just being extra.
Never in my life Hey, which freeway goes to Hollywood? The 101.
The 101.
North.
What?
You're exit Melrose.
You're a police officer for sure.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Yeah, you the ops, bro.
The
you feds.
101.
You ops, bro.
If she would have said, you meant an 805? Yeah. No, bitch, I meant an 805.
805, yeah.
Let me talk to your superior. There.
Exactly.
That's funny.
I wish somebody would.
I don't know if I want to drink beer tonight or if I want to have a drink.
Drink? No.
I'm going to start with a drink.
Wild out. Live your best life. Wild out.
Exactly.
We got to find a liquor store, though. Because I already know when we walk in this venue, if I get a shot of whiskey, I'm a whiskey guy.
Okay, let's do that.
That shit's going to be $17.
You're right.
Yeah. And if a double is going to be $34.
You're right.
And you know they'd be measuring these things.
Oh, yeah. They have it on the mechanical
gun. That's the
worst. Gun.
Like the one they have at the casino.
Yep, exactly.
You overcharge for something and then pour the exact amount.
The only thing I like about those guns is that when you actually get the drink, say you get an actual mixed drink, it tastes very good.
Oh, okay.
Because everything is portioned and measured out, so it's good. But it's janky as fuck.
But sometimes you want that extra, like, kick in it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So I'm
I hear what you're saying. I agree with you, too,
the blend is even. I know what you mean.
Right. Say, like, I want to, I don't know. What do you call it? Even like an Adios or
Shirley
something.
Shirley Temple, the one you always get.
Oh, yeah.
No, it's the Midori Sour.
The Midori Sour. Hey, listen. There's an art to making a Midori Sour. Don't get it twisted. Trust me.
Yeah. I think that's on Sesame Street. No, but like, if you grew up making your own drinks, you go to the bar, those drinks don't taste drinks.
If you grew up making your own drinks.
So at 7 when you were making your first Jack and Coke.
He was mixing Similac and Hennessy.
Oh. Yes, sir. Yes. Oh, you know about that?
Similac.
Call it the lullaby.
But
like, if you grew up like as a teenager, you know, before you went out to clubs and bars, you made your own drinks, you always overpoured. So when we went to the club, like the first couple times you order it, it's like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah, it's soda.
You know what I mean? Yeah, so it does come out perfect when you pour it exactly, but it doesn't give you that feeling that you're going to get fucked up.
I know what you mean,
man.
Yeah. I like a heavy pour.
I like my drink.
Three quarters booze.
Uh-huh.
And three or four ice cubes.
And a splash.
And a splash of soda for color.
Yeah.
That's it.
I'm down with that.
I want my drink to be worth the $18, whatever it is.
That's like dive bar joints.
But see, that's why, as I've gotten older in life, too. Swift, you want to go to the club? Nah. I'd rather sit in a dive bar with a bunch of depressed people.
I
get a stiff-ass drink for $6.
You want to be the best living life there, huh?
Yep.
Yeah. What's your secret to looking young?
Yeah.
Drinking heavy, poor drinks with fucking people like you that are 1 foot in the grave.
He's like, actually, I'm only 15.
You make me feel better about myself.
He's like, I'm only 15. So.
Yeah. I walk in here and my gray hairs go away. Shit.
I'm down with the dive bar scene for real, though. For real.
Yeah.
No, this is my favorite bar to go to.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you got to do it. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so I love that.
Oh, okay.
You know, people don't get offended. They take advantage of the opportunity to drive reckless.
They do.
You know?
Over here,
it's like, oh, okay, this is Grand Theft Auto time.
Well, driving in L.A. compared to the IE is completely different.
You got to be
aggressive in L.A.
and aggressive,
super aggressive,
strategic and aggressive in L.A.
You got
to learn how to drive like aggressive.
And you know what? And people who, especially, I'm gonna say this too, especially girls, you have to differentiate between being a bad driver and an aggressive driver. You know what
I
mean?
Right.
Yeah, there's a big difference.
I know a lot of women who are just generally shit drivers, right? But
yeah,
I'm saying
that's true. Facts.
Very true. But then there's, like you said, you might have some LA girls that drive around. They're driving crazy, but they're driving like precise. You know what I'm saying? Like there's
true.
Heavy
hitting curves.
True.
We making this light. We getting to the show in time. Damn it. That's LA driving though, man.
That's true. You really do have to just you have to make your own lane.
Yeah.
That's what it is. So I'm cool with that. I'm a good LA driver.
There you go.
Yeah, people don't like and get anxiety. I don't. I just swoop and swip, and that's it.
I live for this shit. I live for this. Look at this. Boom.
You crazy.
Oh, yeah. Here's your pantry cafe we're just talking about.
There it is right here.
Oh, yeah. That's the one with the jackass waiter in there.
I hate driving in
LA. We about to get a $40 sandwich over there. And now, that place is good, though, when you're faded at 3 in the morning.
Yeah, it was. It hit the spot.
Yeah.
I think it was 24 hours?
I think so. It is 24. Yeah.
Unless they changed it with COVID. I don't know.
Posing for the gram.
Oh, yeah, yeah. See, we're in downtown LA. What are we on?
We are on
Flower and
9th. Yeah, 9th.
Flower. Okay, yeah, yeah. There we go. This is the scene of
This Ralph's. I bought a big bottle of Ciroc there once.
Christian's infamous birthday party.
Sure was that Ralph's. Well, parking there.
Yeah, this is the day. I think we have to make a pit stop.
You can get this?
Oh, no, it's red.
Yeah.
There's a CVS or a Rite Aid, like, over by the standard.
Well, I'm only 2 minutes away from this spot.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. There we go. Oh, shit. See, dipping and dodging. In the, okay. 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 Oh,
man.
Oh, you making the light.
In my younger days, I would.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He went to carry.
A half a step slower.
He, yeah. He wasn't driving like the L.A. girls.
One kid ago, he would have did it.
What? It was that last one. Yeah.
Before Micah, before
Took
Micah.
The pep out.
Your homie got a cane. He's not even using it.
I know. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. There you go.
We got the 1-2 next to Trav on his right shoulder right there.
Hey, we should park over here and take some scooters.
I'm down with that.
You know, I've never been on one of those before.
5-0 right next to us. You gotta look straight. Do two hands on the wheel.
Do they drive Chargers here? What do they drive here?
Those are like Malibus or something.
Oh.
Malibus.
Yeah.
Do like, no, they drive
it's
the old
Chevy?
See?
Yeah. He hit it.
He said, "Whoop whoop."
Cops think they're above the law sometimes. You know.
Hey, you ain't lying.
There's no laws for cops.
Yeah.
Level.
Man. So we're about to pull up to the liquor store.
Where are we going, though? What are you going to get? Are you going to get something?
Yeah, I am.
You going to jump out and get something?
I will.
Can you share it with me?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
What are we drinking?
I don't know. Whatever you want. You call it.
I'm a whiskey or vodka guy. That's my thing. Either way.
You call it.
All right. I don't know.
No decision was made here.
So you're saying you still don't know?
Jameson, Bullet Bourbon.
No Jameson.
No Jameson.
No Jameson.
Okay. No. Oh yeah, he gets too wild.
I'll get crazy.
Yeah, you should do Jameson. If you get Jameson, I'll take a swig.
Oh damn! No, see,
he starts feeling too sexy.
I used to be a big Jameson ginger ale guy, but now if I do Jameson, it's gonna be a shot.
See what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. Because if I take JMO, like, you know, 1-2, if it's like 3, if I'm on my third Jameson drink, forget about it.
Yeah, that's a relationship right there. Yeah. I take JMO.
You need to call it by the full name, the other homies.
The JMO.
Yeah.
It's a special relationship.
You can only go so far with that.
And then lately, I've been on Gentleman's Jack and Coke Zero. That's been my drink recently.
I like Gentleman's Jack. It's a lot smoother.
Yeah, it is.
But if you want that pickup, say you got to do like a movie scene or something, just take a swig of the regular Jack Daniels.
Room temperature?
Yep, exactly. Exactly.
That's not it. 700 feet.
They
probably got some in there.
What's that?
Skirt. Oh, here we go. Are they open? No, I ain't got no liquor.
No, I don't see
it. Wait, they got beer, yo.
Go check. So I'll put my hazards on.
They might have
alcohol.
Yeah.
Yeah, the lights are cool. They might have alcohol.
Here you go, Christian.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, wait, there's some bottles behind.
Oh, word. Hey, get whatever, Holmes.
Right.
Yeah, don't forget your mask, bro.
We're in L.A. Yes, sir.
You need a mask on?
In L.A.
The fuck?
Yeah.
Crazy taco truck.
They little Bia's over here.
Oh, that's right, huh? I just changed. I forgot all about that.
You ain't got no mask?
No, hell no.
We got a crazy taco truck in front of us.
We don't need a mask inside the venue?
No.
No, yeah. Hell no.
Because we have our...
Yo, when you open that door, proof. That shit smells good.
It does smell good right now, huh?
It smells like fish tacos.
I kind of want a taco.
Or is that the gutter?
I might get one.
Bro, we just ate.
No stopping.
Yeah, but I barely ate. You had three hot dogs. And you told him to hold the bun.
I was going to say...
Wrapping
I'll take it straight.
One gulp.
For real. No, I'm going to see what they're fucking with. No,
okay, go ahead.
No.
It says crazy tacos.
That shit smells so
good. It smells like carnitas is what I smell.
Verdaderos tortillas.
Yo, this is a... you know how they do the episode with... what's his name? Seinfeld?
Yeah.
Coffee and cars and shit?
Beer and wine?
Yeah.
What are you going to get? Anything?
No, the liquor store's down the street.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's right. Good looking out, though, Holmes.
All right, here you go.
They got a big wine room, and then they have a bunch of...
Dude, we could have killed a bottle of wine. Yeah, we should have killed a bottle of Opus, bro.
These are foreigners right here. They're looking at this.
I know.
Right
they don't know what the fuck is going
Statue
on.
Of Liberty,
they said, what is going on?
Oh, my God. Have you guys ever had Al Pastor tacos?
They're tripping because...
Al Pastor Mulitas?
And they got quesadillas?
Oh, this is that ramen. Man, that ramen spot is popping.
Look, nice kicks, Chad.
Everything's popping down here. We're by Lala's Argentine Grill.
Here's the music. Hold on, I'm going to roll the window.
There you go.
I got to get over.
Oh,
Excuse me. Oh, they're playing like 90s deep house music in there.
See? Aggressive.
There you go. Aggressive.
They're not from LA.
Stores here.
Right now.
Yeah, we've ran into a couple Japanese tonight.
Oh, they're walking to that ramen spot, and then they're right over here. They're going to the taco spot.
Here's the liquor store right here, Swift.
Right or left?
Ooh, I wish I knew.
Where? Paris Baguette?
It says right here.
Woo!
Tripping.
Dang,
man, we're on a mission.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
See, now I gotta get back to the Novo.
Uh-oh.
Oh,
I say y'all just help me kill this Hennessy. Call it a day.
Anything is possible.
Anything is possible.
I think we're by the Cecil Hotel. We gotta go.
Well, and you're going to end up in the water tank on the roof.
Yeah, you're going to be like, hey, where's Dave? Oh, he's in the water tower.
That's the first place I'm looking, bro. You're like, thank you.
That was easy.
Hotel Cecil next to the Skid Row.
Mystery solved.
Right.
Here we go.
The hot spots.
Oh, yeah. This is the hot spot, meaning the homeless encampments.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
It's all right. And there ain't nothing wrong with a little Skid Row. Nothing wrong with a little Skid Row.
We can't find no liquor, but if you want some heroin, we in the right neighborhood.
Yeah, but there was actually a maintenance guy. Did you see him sweeping the...
Yeah.
I did.
Wow.
Look at the rat. Look at the rat. Yeah.
He just hopped out of that. He hopped out of that box of trash right there.
That's where he lives.
It's like a
splinter.
It's nothing to compare. Nothing compared to the New York rats, though.
You know,
those fools will just stare you down, like,
like what? Yep. Keep it moving.
Like, don't come right here because I'm busy.
Forget about it.
Yeah, forget about it.
Forget about it.
Good fellas. Come on, light. See, come on now. See, we're in almost like the garment district.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh yeah, we're on Olympic. Oh yeah, this is where we are.
Well, let me lead you right to the where we're going.
There's a liquor store. No, that's a cell phone.
Cell phone. Close though. Close.
Yeah, we're by the alleys now, right?
Mm.
No, I can't see.
I don't know where we're at right now.
I can't see.
Just head towards the venue and you'll run into a spot for sure.
This is cool. Hey, next time in the daytime, we should get some cameras going and just drive around.
Yeah,
little ride GoPro. Ride around.
Well, that's what I was saying. Oh, coffee and cars.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Love that show.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Because they interview in the car.
Yeah. Yep. We'll do Irate Masterminds in the
camera.
In cars.
Yeah.
Getting crunk.
Oh, that's what's up.
In cars getting crunk.
Yo, you know what? We can pick up a different car too.
Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting. Oh, yeah. Test drive some dealership cars.
Oh yeah, I'll get them to do a it's like a form you sign. You just bring it back in like a couple hours.
Don't lie.
You know, it's so funny dude, because we really talked about this like a year ago about you know, doing that whole thing and promoting whatever car.
Yeah.
I want to try the new Porsche.
It's a CVS right there.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Where? Oh, shit.
Now open.
Beverages, food.
There you go.
CVS has liquor for sure.
Oh, for sure.
If it doesn't, then
hey,
I'm suing
so
them.
If you want to hop out right here, I'll
yeah.
Go.
Oh, there you go. All
right.
I got you, Holmes. There you go.
Is there one behind? No, go for it.
No, go. You're good. You're clear.
Oh, there's a smoke shop to you.
Come on. Great guy. Come on. You got
smoke
out.
Shop to you, right?
Hey, put some pep in it. Hop, 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 hop.
Boom.
He don't know what he's doing.
All right, so we're going to leave him in L.A. He doesn't know.
that was actually his destination, so.
I know. I want to make a U-turn, okay. But you know how these cops be doing.
There's no cops.
Should have just chilled right there. Oh, okay.
Illegal turn.
I see what you're doing. No, this is not. Nothing's illegal in L.A., bro.
Oh, true.
You got, Gascon as the D.A. Ain't nothing illegal out here anymore.
Oh, you know parking in the red? Oh, what? I need to stay right here, though, as long as possible so I can make that left.
That's true.
Yeah.
If you put your hazards on in L.A., you're super straight, no matter what the situation is.
I would back all the way up to that car.
Oh look, yeah? we're by
mean?
The
so you're not in front of the light.
We're by the Matt Black coffee shop.
Yeah.
If you guys want some good coffee right there, Trav.
Matt Black is a spot.
Yeah.
Don't do any of this shit that you hear that we're doing, because you will go to jail.
I won't. I'm doing everything legal besides my turn. That's okay, because that's what you got to drive in L.A. People don't understand that.
Exactly.
You have to have a little bit of fraud in your life if you want to make it
in L.A. What's the saying?
To make it in America, you have to have a legit job and a little bit of fraud on the side.
Look, and you're golden. It could be fraud. It could be a hustle.
Call it what you want.
Call it what you want.
Potato.
Fuck.
Is that what you say?
Can you text him real quick?
Who?
It's for gum.
Yeah, bro.
Why don't you just go in?
Huh?
When did you just go?
Well, then I gotta quit.
Oh,
well, you're fine.
Don't be a quitter.
Yeah.
Just drink. You're gonna be having henny breath all night anyway.
I know. True.
You're fine.
No, I need some gum.
Oh. There's speaking of our Asian counterparts.
You know, let me call this one.
What do you think he's gonna get? I think he's gonna end up with
vodka for sure.
No, it's gonna be Jameson.
No, he's getting whiskey for sure. Let me call him real quick.
Yeah.
If he was trying to get,
but
late,
don't influence
maybe.
Him. I wanna. We should place a bet.
Hey, I can't come to the phone, so please leave a message.
Wow, he has an actual message?
No one has
what
that anymore.
What is this, 96? Bro. Okay, I got to run in then.
Let's see.
All right, hold on. I'll be back.
Okay.
Let's see.
Wait, his phone's off.
Hey, I can't come to the
phone. Yeah, no, his phone's off.
All right, well, you'll let him know where we're at, too.
Yeah.
Right, here, can you double fist it then?
Yeah, I got it. That's all
good. Watch out for
Rocky Peter right there.
Rocky Peter. No, he's in the, what's it called? The, dang. What's that dude's name? That click. a bunch of black men.
The
Muslim Farrakhan's group. What's it called?
They're Muslim, but they go by a different name.
Oh yeah, yeah.
It's so top secret. You don't know what it's called.
Yeah, those guys.
See, that's how come we know we ain't in.
Those guys are in it with the government too, man. See, I read up on those guys too.
Oh yeah, Farrakhan and them fools. Yep. Yeah, CIA.
Super deep, man.
CIA ops.
He probably had something to do with Martin Luther King's death.
101%.
Here comes yeah, we get a bunch of different lifestyles. I was gonna say corrupt. That's Red Low.
It looks like my homie actually.
Yeah? What's his name? Yell it out.
Adrian.
Adrian.
No, he went inside his glass right there. Dang it.
Speaking of Adrian with an H, yeah. I invited him out today, but he says he has to work tomorrow.
Oh, he's gotta work on Sunday? What's today?
Oh, there's Trav right there.
Yeah, Sunday.
Well, Trav looks empty handed.
He does, unless, well, gum is really small.
True, true, true. And it is usually by the register.
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah, he looks like he belongs here. For sure.
Yeah.
Looks like he's going to cause trouble any minute now. Any minute. What happened, Travis?
Did you find him?
No, there was a sign that said no blacks allowed. So
okay.
We figured.
No, he was walking to the register.
Oh, okay. You told him where we're at?
No, I didn't.
He ain't gonna know.
He'll figure it out.
No.
Yeah, yeah, maybe it won't work. Right, there's only one turn.
Oh, true. He's not gonna go the long way.
Yeah, he ain't gonna go that way.
Hey, how come that fool's walking his thing like that?
I see a lot of that. people in wheelchairs moving going backward.
Yeah.
I always.
If your legs don't work.
It's like a hood thing. Like LA County, you see that. Riverside County, you don't necessarily see that. You say, see two hands on the wheel.
Maybe it's easier to go uphill backwards than it is to like go forward.
Oh, there you go.
Maybe.
It's like when you're hiking and you think you got more power walking backwards.
True.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It just takes a strain
like,
up.
Let me use these fresh muscles.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly right. Oh, man.
You know what? I'm looking forward to having a good time. I'm looking forward to the heat. With the crowd, yep. I don't want to be too close if I could avoid it. Mm. I'm not necessarily trying to be too close. I'm just trying to enjoy the show.
Exactly.
Listen to the music.
Sometimes too close is the worst spot.
You're right, dude.
You feel me?
You're right. I do.
Because you can't peep like the whole thing.
I understand. I get it. I
well,
hope
there is two levels there.
There's levels to this. Oh, yeah, there is,
true,
huh?
True.
Let's see. Did you guys see they had the Fools Gone Wild show up there?
Yeah, I saw that, man. But you know what? Here's my thought. Like,
yeah.
You know that security dude?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not trying to pay money to see him.
Nah,
you know what I'm saying? Like, even I have a tough time purchasing that ticket for just some no-namers type
Fools
of dude.
Gone Wild, yeah.
But there he is right there. Oh, Swift coming with the bag. Okay, uh-oh. What's your guess that he got? You saw what he had, Trav?
No.
Go ahead, guess.
My guess was Vodka.
Oh, yeah. What was yours? Yeah.
Mine said J-Mo.
I think J-Mo. He's getting Jack or J-Mo. He said he wasn't going to get J-Mo. I think he's going to do gentlemen's.
I don't see nothing dark in that
bag. I see a bottle, not shaped like Jack, but like Jameson. All right, Swift, what did you get, man?
What's the
what?
Wrong.
Oh, boom,
bro. You know.
So this was fucked up.
$17.99.
No.
Give him this one. Go ahead, speak.
No, shit was fine. All the good shit was locked up in a separate glass cabinet, and I didn't want to be like, hey, can I?
Oh, you don't want to ring the bell.
Yeah.
I was like, fuck that. So
welcome to the black
the
world.
Best thing they had,
for real.
All the whiskey they had, Christian Brothers and all this bullshit,
shit
I don't drink.
All
so, yeah,
the
so like,
brandy.
Like, if you wanted Ciroc, you wanted Jack, you wanted Jameson, all that shit was locked up in the cabinet.
There was a person walking across.
So we ended up some Tito's vodka.
That's the best thing I could buy without having to ask them to walk over there and
there
take more time.
That's true, you're right.
Here's a magic question. Where are we going to park?
Oh,
walking distance or like...
I mean,
not walking, but how far?
Did you buy any mixer by any chance?
I just bought like a 7-Up.
Oh, okay, good. Good. Just pour that in my hand. I'll stir it out.
Pour it, man.
Like a cat.
He's like, here, take your chaser.
I actually have my cup right here.
Oh, shit.
See, I wasn't tripping. Oh, I did smash it, though.
It's okay.
5-0 to the right. 5-0 to the right.
They're everywhere. They're deep down here.
Yeah,
it's downtown.
It's really just that one guy circling around.
I feel safe. I feel safe because we're...
Did he turn?
No, he turned his lights off.
He did turn his lights off.
Yeah,
but that's not him behind us.
No.
Yeah,
but it could be. He could be behind him.
So let's find some parking and pick this up after the show, fellas.
I'm down with that.
Yeah,
listen to my all my buddies here. listen to their voice on this half, yeah, and then listen to their voice, and listen to the volume of our voices.
Listen to us in about 4 or 5 hours from now.
We might be talking a little bit louder because our ears are hurting from the, you know, the bass and the.
Someone might be sleeping.
Oh, who's gonna knock out first? I think it's gonna be Swift.
Usually the old
Swift's always knocked out.
Yeah. All right.
I'll get wasted. I won't throw up, but I will sleep. You know what I mean? Anywhere. I've slept in Denny's.
What?
I slept at a Red Robin.
Yo, bro, that's called narcolepsy, dog.
Yeah.
Yeah, move, man.
Oh, dang. Yeah, this is getting squirrely right here.
The drugs.
Let's pick this up. We'll catch y'all in a bit.
All right, y'all. Peace.
It sounds like
yeah, here we go.
Fellas.
Okay, we're on, players. We are on, homies.
On what?
We are on one. That's on what I'm saying. Hey, so check it out. We're back.
We're back in action. On the way home. What a night. What a night. You wouldn't even believe what happened tonight.
No, this is crazy. This is crazy.
It wouldn't be LA if you didn't leave with 8 flyers on your window.
Are we sure we're recording, though?
We're recording. We're on. First of all, Swift is gone.
He's disappeared.
He got abducted.
He MIA.
Yeah, this motherfucker. Swift went to go get his money.
He had to go to get his cheese.
Yeah.
It's all good. He drove with us to downtown LA.
Barely.
Oh, so it's going here? Fuck. I missed the turn already. I missed the first turn.
Yo.
What's going on here?
How is that possible?
And Swift bounced to Long Beach because he had to go DJ for an hour.
R.I.P. Swift.
He left his sweater. He left his charger.
Where in Long Beach did he go? You go North Long Beach?
I don't even know where. Where's he DJing at?
I don't even know.
Be the east side.
I don't even know.
He left his flannel. Black. His flannel.
His flannel.
I'm taking the flannel.
The charger.
It's like an Affinity, bro. That feels like a fucking Schmedium.
Oh, they're making me get off Figueroa?
Yeah, man. We
fucked.
We're screwed. So our DD is no longer a DD. He's just a D.
Nah.
No, he's cool. He's cool.
Chill.
He's a driver.
Easy drunk driver or drunk passenger.
All he had was a lemonade and a hot dog.
Yeah, for real.
I had two hot dogs today.
We had two hot dogs.
And I'm feeling kind of weird. Yeah. I'm not gonna lie.
The MSG is kicking in right now.
The MSG is different.
Hey, do you remember that drink LA water for sure?
Oh yeah, no, that was my drink.
Yo, that shit is fuck you.
What's funny is the only difference between LA water and Mexican water? What's the other one?
That's racist.
You don't want no Mexican water.
No, my word. It was like LA water and another version.
Nah, come on.
We got recommended a drink. We went to a club. It's a Cuban club.
Well, no, let's touch back.
Let's go in reverse.
What do you got, Chico? What do you got?
No. I'm just saying, like, they wouldn't believe what went down tonight.
What I'm saying is going reverse.
Okay, hold on. Let's pick up where we fucking left off. So we ended up getting a bottle of Tito's.
What?
Yeah. This is where we left off. So we picked up a bottle of Tito's. We got some 7-Up. We mixed it. We were cool. We went into the Novo.
I don't think they know that Swift got the Tito's.
We're telling them right now. Oh. So we got the Tito's. We got the 7-Up. We mixed it. We
this is gonna be funny.
Spoiler alert.
So between Swift and I, we had at least 4 shots each in that bottle.
Yeah.
And then we rolled we rolled cool up.
Wait,
into
pause.
Whoa.
Bro,
yeah.
This is a whole ass fucking bottle. How you get 4? Oh, you got more in the back?
Yeah, there's some. Yeah, we have like 10 shots left.
Yeah, Dave is drunk as fuck.
No, I'm cool.
Oh my god,
I'm straight.
He said some with a Z.
Z-O-M-E.
We got some. Hey, yeah. But listen, the highlight of the show for me.
Yeah.
So
the hotline bling.
No. Wow. No, so somebody, whoever was up on stage was probably fucking faded.
Yeah.
And said that Daz and Corrupt were coming on next. They weren't supposed to say Daz was coming on.
We didn't know Daz
was
going to
be
there.
It was a surprise.
They fucked up the surprise.
So everybody's like, what the fuck? They didn't hear that shit.
But we were hoping he was going to be there.
Exactly.
Folks.
But I looked at my brother. I was like, bro, Daz is here.
I was like, oh.
And sure enough.
It was a good-ass show.
We heard all that Daz anthems. First of all, Daz is a fucking genius on the beats. Nobody knows that he produces everybody's shit. He makes everybody's...
Get off right there. Second exit missed.
Yeah.
Rerouted.
Focus, baby. It's right, okay. right here. Get off right here, bro.
So Daz produces everybody beats. You know, Doggy Style was produced by Daz.
Mostly Daz.
Not
the whole joint?
Most of it. Yeah, but his name is not on the album.
Yeah, because they didn't know about, like, the paperwork and shit.
Well, he wants his credit for all his beats. And now, he deserves. All the West Coast hits are Daz.
Now, everybody knows that Daz did that shit. Daz did Doggy Style.
Right.
Daz did Quick's beats.
All Eyes on Me. Quick did Quick.
He did All Eyes on
Quick's
Me?
Yes.
Word?
Yeah, yes. A lot of All Eyes 100%. On Me.
You know what it is? It's like back in the days when they were making music, it was like gorilla shit.
It was.
You feel me? So like, there were no contracts, no fucking. They didn't know about that shit. Some of them knew about it. Very few.
Well, they did. Dre did. Quick did.
Know.
Yeah,
Ice
for
Cube
sure.
Knew,
Tupac
Dre
did.
Didn't know.
Cube did. Of course they knew who the motherfucker was.
All right. I didn't say they didn't know who it was. I'm just saying they didn't know, like, about the logistics of how to navigate the legal world and make sure your name gets paid.
I think that Daz was like, "Yo, man, just pay me under the fucking table,
Christian.
You ain't got to put my my name on the credits." You know,
right.
What
now,
I'm saying?
Now it's
old
different.
School shit.
Now,
but that's how it should be.
Of course, but now everybody knows after doing some research after 20 years,
right?
We know that Daz fucking did everything.
You think he did everything himself?
Yes.
Or you think,
Let me
elaborate on a question.
Okay, please.
Do you think that he did everything himself, including it being his own studio, or did he walk into the studio and help them engineer the shit?
No, they know who did the beats. They pointed them out to
do it.
Yo, Daz.
I think that Daz is such a fucking magician with the fucking APC and all that bullshit.
MPC.
Right. He was just they were like, "Oh, dude, this is fucking sick." That was his strong point. You know what I mean?
I feel.
So they were like, "Yo,
I think business needs to go back to like the old school days of fucking the handshake type shit."
That's what it was.
Because this is why I think it should be like that. Because like there's so many loopholes legally as far as like who gets the credit for shit.
Yeah.
That someone can get the credit for the shit and they didn't even really put their fucking hands in it. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
And now for
just
sure.
Just because they
get
knew,
ugly.
Now it's all for clout.
Exactly.
So all the clout monsters.
Clout monsters.
Clout chasers.
Clout chasers, clout monsters. Monsters.
Bro, I hate clout chasers and clout monsters because it's just another version of a hustle. But I just don't respect them.
In 2021, clout monsters, everybody's trying to chase the hustle.
Yeah, that's some 6ix9ine shit.
Bro, but let's back up a little bit.
Please.
When we first
can we network through the fucking
timeline of the
night?
So let's we show up, we park.
Yeah.
Do we have a hot dog? After?
No. After. That's you skipping ahead.
I did.
You're way
chapter
ahead.
Five. We on chapter one.
We go in. The process of getting checked in, it was a nightmare. It didn't start off.
Work?
It was just, you know.
It was different.
It was
different.
No disrespect. It wasn't too bad.
It wasn't actually
so
too bad.
It was a short ass.
What do we have to do?
But we had, I was questioning I was questioning everything to begin with.
So there was two lines. Yeah. Actually, there was four lines. And it was a preliminary check. What the preliminary check was.
Bullshit ass COVID check.
To get your bracelet, right, bro?
Yeah, to get your bracelet just to go into the line to check in. Mm-hmm. Was either you have a negative COVID test, which me and my brother had. Travis has got his vaccination card, which was cool.
Yeah.
And they said, "Oh, okay, cool, you guys are good." So then we got our bracelet.
Right.
We go up to the next floor. We
to
go
get
up
to the
there was
normal
like
line.
Four checks.
Yeah, we go up to the third floor to get our security
which
check,
which was really just the second floor.
Okay, but it was the third floor. But okay.
No, it was the second floor.
Okay. Nova was on the third floor. Anybody that knows has been to fucking LA Live, Nova was on the third floor.
I can count, motherfucker. It was two floors. Okay.
But check it out. Yep. Let's get down to the funny part. Not funny part, but the actual, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
So
the meat and potatoes.
They say, you know, I get to the line, and they're all, I said, "What do you need?" "We need your ID." I pulled out my ID. He said, "Cool." And he was waiting for something. I was like, "What else do you need?" "We need your negative COVID test or your vaccine proof or whatever."
Yeah.
I said, "Oh, okay. Let me grab that real quick." Went in my phone, went in my email.
Yep.
He did check my ID. I did hand it to him.
Yeah.
And he handed it back. And now I gave him my phone.
I
showed him my phone.
He was a little sassy.
I showed him my phone.
Super sassy.
And he went to grab it. And I said, "Do you have to grab my phone?" And he said, "No." He said no.
Yeah.
And then he looked it over, you know, verified it was legit or whatever.
Yeah.
And then he handed he was done and he's all, "So, you handed me your ID but you can't hand me your phone?" I said, "Yes."
Yeah.
"Is that a problem?" And then he went, No.
But that goes.
Want all the static.
That goes to show how backwards this shit is.
Yeah.
Because
it's all a placebo type.
It is placebo type.
It's about them feeling comfortable. Okay, so there's two different worlds that everybody lives in.
Forget
I don't think
comfort.
I don't think anybody realizes it. But like, there's the real world that you live in.
Yeah.
And you usually get a heavy dose of that when you go home.
Yeah.
You feel me? When you're in the comfort of your own home, like
true.
That's the real world.
He don't know.
You feel me? But then there's a world that you live in that like you survive in. That's the black and white world.
Yeah.
You feel me? So, and there's a lot of rules.
So which was this?
So this was the black and white type joint, uh-huh. right?
Yeah.
So when he walked up to the line, he instantly gets an amount of respect that he's never had before. You feel me? Like people walk into it and they're like, "Oh, here you go, sir."
A
here
sense
you go.
Of power.
That's the thing.
It's like
that's
a sense
thing.
Of power.
Yep.
But like you can't.
Can
like
I go?
The way. No. Yeah.
Oh, you can't.
So
you
the
can.
Way.
Good.
No, you
yeah.
can.
More it's a yellow light.
Flashing. Yeah. Anything flashing, you go.
And we're mobile, by the way, right now.
Yeah,
we're mobile.
In a car. But the whole point is, I always thought of myself as like a nice person.
Are you
right?
Really?
I am. My word, I am. At least I thought of myself.
You're
as
very
that.
Nice. You're very nice.
Yeah, but in my version, no. Real talk. Like I recently been checked by, and I don't get checked too often.
But
I recently been checked by like a friend of mine, and I was like, yo, like I could be a lot nicer. And when I approached this line,
yeah.
Christian had a different experience with the same person. I had a different experience with the same person.
I had a different experience.
Days out here fucking spiking fucking
no,
music
wait. No. Wait
hold
on.
Hold on.
I'm going to tell that.
Yeah.
Hold on.
So but anyways, funny. It's all about, the whole point is black and white world that you live in, the rules world, it's all about perspective. You feel me? We all know it's bullshit.
Yep.
But we have to go through the bullshit. So if you are rebellious to the bullshit, and you want to fight against it, ain't nobody going to stop
it's
you.
It's no fighting. It's just like, do you got to grab my phone? No, you don't.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't. But
that's not part of the check-in.
The protocol.
It isn't. Yeah. It isn't. But if you really, 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 really think about it on like a basic level,
yeah.
this will probably grab like
50%
of the phone.
This
like
is what I'm saying.
Like 300 phones.
Yeah,
easy.
Exactly. So when you said it, it was almost like, are you coming from a place like you don't want him to grab your phone? Are you coming from a place like I'm rebellion against the whole idea of why we have to do this? You know what I'm saying?
It's against the idea.
Right. And I
Which,
respect that.
I respect that too.
And
fuck, that's the
well.
System. That's
yeah.
the system. Fuck the system.
Right. It's like, why you got to check my ID? Like, bro, like you can look at me and see I'm over fucking 18.
True.
You know what I mean?
True.
Like why you got to check my ID? But we still fall victim to it.
But what
even when we walk into a club.
Yeah, but what didn't make sense to both of them was
Who's the second one?
Homie over there. You and the guy that checked your ID.
The whole transaction.
So they check your ID.
Yeah.
Right? And they touch
it.
That's
a lot of checks,
with
bro.
No gloves.
Nope.
No sanitizing before every customer.
Nope.
That's disgusting.
And he grabs everybody's ID and he wants to zoom in on your negative COVID test.
Yeah.
And on your phone. He wanted to zoom in on Christian's phone.
Oh yeah.
He was going to grab his phone.
Right.
And he was like, and Christian was like, you have to grab my phone. And he's like, no, I'll just hold it right here. He's like, well, I'm holding your ID. You don't want me to hold your phone?
He
Christian
questioned
was like,
it after.
No.
He questioned that. He's like, after everything was done,
yeah.
I was ready to walk out. That's when he questioned
right.
me. It was
well,
on.
Let's reverse
it was on his mind.
Let's reverse it.
Yeah.
Let's reverse it.
He was thinking of what to say.
Right.
And he said it. But the thing is, when we walked in the actual doors of the concert, there was another lady
mm-hmm.
that was checking tickets again on
yep.
the phone.
Right.
But I opened my phone. And she scrolled up on my phone.
Yeah.
I said,
she
why
scrolled,
are you scrolling?
She was scrolling.
She scrolled up to look at the tickets on the phone. And I looked at my brother. I was like, yo, this is
she,
this,
yeah, she was
this
so,
is so backwards.
So this is the thing. Like, I respect both of you guys' point of view because.
No, you don't.
You listen to me.
I think that's just something to say.
No, my word. No, my word. Like, I move different than you guys based on how the world views me and how the world views you. You feel me? So, like, I went through the line, and I want the least amount of static as possible. Not because I'm scared.
Same.
I'm not scared at all.
Me either.
You feel me?
Yeah.
More than anything, they're scared of me, and fucking I just don't want that energy. You
but
feel me?
As far as my brother's concerned, I think him and me,
right.
we want to keep the principles in check.
Right, but that's not your job.
No, it is our job.
It is my duty as my as an individual.
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah, hell yeah. It is my job.
I'm not going to go anywhere.
I respect that.
I'm not going to go anywhere where they think that I'm not just a person.
Right.
I'm more than just a number or a fucking ticket. I'm me. You know what I mean?
I got you.
Yeah,
forget that. And what's funny is you know what's crazy? And I don't understand how you guys even came to this point, but, like, I respect it. You guys have the same chip on your shoulder as a lot of black men in America have a chip on their shoulder.
Well, because we black.
We brothers, aren't we? We're not brothers?
We are brothers.
Okay, then.
But there's a difference between brothers.
Are we brothers or are we brothers?
Brothers.
We're brother-brothers.
See? That's what I'm saying.
The point I'm trying to make is I walk into a situation and I already know I have to figure out the best route to defuse the situation before there's even a situation.
True.
You listen.
Yeah. With mad respect, you have to defuse before COVID. before you even say
before
anything.
Before there even is a situation.
Because when you walk up, they say, "Oh, this motherfucker's black dude."
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Me and my brother are not.
Right.
So you have I understand.
And it's not even being black, because there's some tiny black dudes that come to the line, they like high no C respect. Like who?
Like high C.
High C. What about
you know what I mean? So like, okay,
he's like five six.
Oh, let me okay. Let me break it down like this.
Yeah, yeah.
Even when I'm in a situation and it's a 99.9% black crowd,
yeah,
I still have to.
Which
was today. Well, there was some P-Town motherfuckers in there. I felt like some mad tension. The whole time we were at the concert.
The whole concert.
Yeah,
but they were black though.
No, they were Mexican.
There were some
old school gangsters up there.
Okay. Okay.
What's funny is like everyone wants to respect each other, but everyone has to be on point. And I get that.
Yeah.
So like it was so much discomfort unnecessarily there. Because A, you got some greenback motherfuckers that are just there fucking not even realizing what situation they're in, how many people were with the other crowd. Then you got the fucking white beaters there. You feel me?
Yeah.
Like fucking wannabe gangsters and pimps.
Go ahead, Chico. Go ahead.
Well, let's talk about the restaurant first.
Oh.
Before we walked into the venue, we stopped and the guys wanted to get a shot.
Yeah.
I was like, all right, cool, whatever. One said shot, one said drink. I only heard shot. I was like, all right, cool. The show's about to start.
Right.
Shot real quick, walk in, boom.
Yeah.
You know, you're on one when you walk in on a good level, you're good.
Yeah.
But the mask situation. We're standing up waiting to get seated at the bar.
Yeah.
Or we didn't really know where we were going to go. That's our first time there.
Yeah. First time in the place.
Where is it? It's right here.
And
bro? No, down.
Oh, down?
Cold, bro.
You cold?
Bro, it's like, yo, look at the temperature outside. It's like 69 degrees.
No, you look at it. I just got to do a side note.
You,
we have 55 miles to get to our destination, and I have 52 miles on the gas tank here. It's going to be real interesting.
Is it gonna be fun?
You got an extra 20 in the tank.
True.
There's no problem.
If you look up these cars.
You can make it all the way to Mission Grove, bro.
You think so?
No, my word, you can make it all the way to Mission Grove.
Anyway, if you look up these cars, this is a little side note, too.
Yeah.
It'll tell you how many miles each car has after it hits zero.
For real?
Not, yeah, you look them up.
Oh,
look
I didn't
up
know that.
What's this car next? A Toyota Corolla.
Most cars are 15 miles.
Mine's got 30.
30?
Yeah, 30.
Yeah, most cars.
Okay, so we're in the restaurant.
It's all
right?
about the weight of the car.
But you know my car, though, by now.
Exactly.
So we're in the restaurant.
No one knows what I drive.
And we're standing up. And this guy, the manager, he says, "Gentlemen, masks, please." Look at him like,
as soon as
chill.
We walk in.
Yo, chill.
The bar?
Yes.
And then
we all
look at him like, you know, like what?
In surprise.
And then my brother says, "Well, can we sit down at the bar?" Yes, take them off at the bar. It's literally 6 inches in front of us.
We didn't pull our mask out. We sat down immediately. And he was okay with that.
And there was no problem with having the masks on.
And we're
within 6 inches of where we originally
exactly.
Like literally from the front door is like 5 feet.
So I questioned that.
Yeah.
I questioned that to that guy. I said, well, I don't think we're going to stand here all night long.
We're going to sit.
And then just like gave him a look and then just sat down. The second thing I questioned was when we went in and I had that situation with the guy checking the tickets. Mm. Okay, that one's done. And then what else? There was a third situation after the show. The show was great.
Yeah,
quick turned out. Corrupt was so lyrical. Sugar Free was so funny.
Daz turned up.
Daz turned the crowd up. It was dope.
I was impressed.
Quick Son on the turntables. It was dope. It was all West Coast. LB Shore showed up.
Oh, dude. Yo,
Anderson
what
Pack
the fuck?
Showed up.
Yeah, he was drunk.
LB Shore was there.
It was insane.
But
it was
drunk
insane.
As fuck.
He was drunk as fuck. Because I even
it was LB Shore, but his voice was short.
I even questioned. I was like, bro, is that really LB Shore? Because this fool was fucking. He don't sound like LB Shore.
No. J.O. Fallony.
J.O. Fallony was there. Dude, J.O. Fallony is a fucking producing genius.
Yeah.
Genius.
No, West Coast producing genius. Yes,
so look,
sir.
All that went down. It was so dope, bro. Me and you were vibing the whole night. We met some other folks in there that were just as chill as us, singing the lyrics.
And you know what's funny is because we go in knowing all these things that we know, and then we talk to people that are next to us and, you know, that are vibing, and they have no idea about the facts of who, you know, what J.O. Fallony produced, what Daz produced. And it's like, you know, hey, man, like, it's insane that these people don't know what the fuck West Coast is all about.
Yeah. We were in the West. What would you call it, bro? You said, yo, we're in the West Coast.
Okay.
How did you describe it?
Inside.
This is what he told me.
So this is
Mecca, yeah.
So we showed up to the show. And once we started going, I saw J.O. Fallony was there. Albie Shore was there. DJ Quick. Daz. Fucking Corrupt. I said, listen, we're in the fucking Mecca of
West Coast hip-hop.
Hip-hop produced shit right now. Nobody's ever going to know this shit. This is never going to happen on the East Coast.
And I told my brother.
Ever.
They're not going to see that on the East Coast. I said, our kids aren't going to see this
never.
Ever. This is it.
Never.
This is it.
This is it. People have no idea what the fuck is going down. Dad, they have no idea who. Listen, 20 years from now, no one is going to know who Daz Dillinger is.
Well, they should.
I mean,
just not like.
No, they're gonna know who Snoop Dogg is and Doggy Style. But Doggy Style was produced all by Daz Dillinger.
Mostly by Daz.
Yeah. And no one's gonna know this. No one's gonna know that Albie Shore is on the fucking album. No one's gonna fucking know any of this shit. No one even know what Albie Shore sings.
Think no one's gonna know, but like at this point no one really cares.
Right, it's done.
Yeah, as much as they should.
Of course they don't care. It's all fucking, you know, ain't no fun, blah blah blah.
What's this guy gonna cut me off?
Yeah, he's gonna cut you off.
Ain't gonna cut me off, motherfucker.
What are we on right now? The 405, 605?
We're on the 605, gonna go to the 57.
Yo, this is some fucking mobile shit. This is the first time we've ever done this shit. This is amazing. We're missing Swift and his radio voice.
This guy left before Quick came on. I was like, okay, I gotta go handle business. It's all good. The show was great. So dope. But yeah, the thing, here's another story after.
Yeah, go ahead.
We left the spot. You know, we're trying to figure out our next move.
Yeah.
Walking around. We're waiting for Trav to come out. And me and my brother right there. And we see this couple arguing. This girl sitting down against the wall. And this guy's
yelling
bent down.
Yelling
his
at his
arms
girl.
Wide open, yelling his lungs out at the girl. We see him hit her legs.
Smack.
Like a fuck your couch. Dave Chappelle.
So 2 minutes, none.
But we had to confirm.
So 30 seconds before that, we were just chilling here waiting for Travis to come out. And I said,
out, bro.
Okay, but you weren't next to us. And I said, Christian, because he was already yelling at that lady.
Yelling his lungs out.
I said, Christian, if this fool goes ahead and smacks this girl, I'm going to rush him.
I'm right behind you.
And sure enough, seriously, like 10 seconds after I said that, he smacked her legs.
Her thighs, bro. She's sitting down with her knees bent up.
And I said, okay, here we go. And I ran right in there, and I confronted him. Said, hey, man, you don't fucking hit no female no matter what.
Hey, that's a female.
Yeah, that's a female.
And bro, it was like that.
And as soon as I confronted him, he was like, he saw a ghost. Because I'm sure that they do that shit wherever you are, at home, at the fucking Tia's house, whatever it is.
Yeah, exactly. And everyone turns a blind eye.
But when it's come in public, you don't do that shit.
Nope. Yeah.
Because we weren't looking for anything. We were just so happened to look in his direction, and he did that shit.
And I was like, oh, shit.
And as soon as I confronted him, I said, hey, man, you don't do that shit. What the fuck are you doing hitting anybody?
Yeah, he was a big dude.
And
he was like 2.5 times our weight.
Yeah, he was big. At least double the size of me, and I'm 500 pounds. So, so he's like 1,200 pounds.
But the thing is, he got all nervous.
He did get nervous.
He got caught up. His eyes got big.
Straight up.
Scared.
Straight up.
And I saw that girl on the floor. I was like, are you okay? Are you okay?
She didn't say. She didn't say anything.
She was just like, no, and she was crying her eyes out.
So what made me press it more was which one? Kana Club. Kana. So he got caught up, and he didn't think that anybody was going to say shit, but I was right there.
Yeah.
And then he started getting in my face, and then I got in his face, and all I did was pull his collar down as soon as he leaned into me, and I just pulled him down and smashed him into the sign.
The little sign. He fell back into the sign.
Yeah. And then what was cool, there was like, I don't know, like three or four girls that came up to aid that lady.
Uh-huh.
Right.
And so that was kind of what solidified his downfall.
But in addition to that, there was like three homeboys that came up behind me and you.
Yeah.
That said, yo, what's going on? Like
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Ahead, like trying to figure out what happened.
Yeah.
And right. I said, yo, he just hit his lady.
Yeah.
Like two times, like hard as fuck.
There was one guy that
they
was.
They were hyped up.
Yeah, they
and
were hyped.
You know, they didn't know to go after us or what.
Yeah.
He's like, hey, homeboy, you can't be doing that. Now, you know, he has to get disciplined some sort
right.
of way.
Right.
That's just law. And he was just like looking at all three of us. He got in my face, started coming towards me.
Yep. Yep.
And I said, yo, don't touch me, man. Like, there's a bunch of people right here. And sure enough, he was just so distracted. He didn't know which way to go.
Yep.
And he tried to defend himself being in the wrong. You know what I mean?
Yep.
But yeah. he ended up beating himself up because he was so uncoordinated, I guess.
Yeah,
he fell into the sign. He fell against the wall, got back up, and he was stunned.
All I did was guide him into the sign.
Yeah, you did like a lady showing you to the table. You know
yep,
what I mean?
Exactly. All I did was pull his collar, and that was it.
Trav came up and said, "Yo, it worked itself out. Let's bounce. Yeah. Cool."
And
done.
We did.
And that was it. But we had to protect not protect her, but you see that you have to do something about it.
It's principles, bro.
It's principles.
It's principalities involved.
If he goes to jail and they find out what he's in there for,
we
it's
did.
A discipline.
We
that's
did.
An automatic discipline.
We did walk like a half block up, and then there was another security guard that was.
Two security guards came, bro.
That was like,
guards
hey, man,
came.
Was there a fight up there?
I
was like, yeah, there was a fight. There was something going down over there. It was involved a black guy.
Just misinformation.
Yeah, we just fed him misinformation.
Well, no, bro. This was around the corner. This was about a half block around the corner.
Right.
But before that, the two security guards came up and said, yo, what's going on? And then me and that dude, I said, yo, don't come up on me. And I just stared him down for a good. It felt like forever, but it was 6 seconds, and security guards came in, and he tried to, like, rush, and I was just standing there, no movement, because I ain't moving for no one.
Yeah.
But I knew he was going to get situated with, and then we walk half block around the corner.
Right.
And then I hear, what do they look like that, on the guy's little, what's it called?
Walkie-talkie.
And that's when the guy knew that it was us, and he asked my brother, yo, what was going on? And my brother gave him a fake story.
Yeah.
Because he heard us talking around the corner, so that's how I knew. And he had that, I don't know what security company that was, but whatever it was, I saw the logo, and he had it kind of hidden under his jacket.
Right.
But I saw the walkie-talkie.
Right.
And then after that, we had to do what we had to do, man. You don't let that shit slide in public.
No. I never do this, Travis. You know this.
Yeah.
I'm not a violent guy.
I'm not a Captain Save-A-Ho type.
No, but listen, I was watching him in her face for 30 seconds, and I knew something was going to go down. Either he was going to smack her in the face or do something.
Yeah.
I was like, Christian, if this fool fucking smacks us, I'm going to go fucking confront him. That's it. Ain't nothing, no ifs, ands. If that was any of your girls.
Of course.
Or my girls, I would expect the same.
Dude, she was helpless. She was like a little kid getting spanked.
Yes.
By her
yes.
dad because he's a drunk, abusive
exactly.
dad.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
And that's sad, bro.
It's
and that's sad.
Sad.
Because you know what? That happens every day, whether we see it or not.
Yep. Yep.
And just happenstance, we just happened to see it, and we called him out.
Yeah.
We called him out, and that's why his face got the way it did, dude.
Yeah.
I seen it right away, and I tried to separate him from his wife, like, got in his face. Yo, go stand over there.
Yeah.
You know, because I really was concerned about the girl.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't
yeah.
know if she couldn't breathe or anything like that.
Yeah.
Asked her, you know, do you want me to call anyone or whatever?
Right.
I felt bad, dude.
Right.
You know, so that was that.
But all the girls did come up to her and ask her, hey, she's okay, which was cool. Like,
yep.
It was like four girls that came up after we left. And I was like, okay, we got to go. If we stay here any longer, we're fucked.
Yep.
They're going to blame it on us. Anyways.
That was, we kind of settled down, walking to our car. And we thought the night was over, right, Trav?
We thought,
you know, we know this bounds. It's getting late. It's not even getting that late. The show ended kind of late, whatever. All good. Let's see what else is here because we wanted that second or that first hot dog. That's what got us into the second spot that we went to.
We got
a
our
hidden gem from a gentleman named who pointed us out in that
Rez,
direction.
Rez.
Rez. Okay, okay.
Yeah, so we got our hot dog, of course, because we needed a street dog. You know, we do street dogs.
That's law, too.
Win and luck.
That's law,
too. Hey, so yeah. This one's... Usually, they have bacon-wrapped hot dogs, but this one didn't have bacon wrap. So they have it on the little flat grill. They give you mayonnaise, ketchup, mustard.
You know how it goes down.
Grilled onions. Anybody who's not from L.A. doesn't know anything about this shit. So everywhere that you go in L.A., like if you're coming out of a club or if you're going to alleys, you know, the Garment District, like there's always like street dogs hanging out. Like they're going to...
Carts.
Exactly. Little carts.
Running away from the cops who are trying to discourage them and not
impound their shit.
Impound their hot dogs.
Yep.
So that's
they're selling hot dogs, and the hot dogs are delicious.
You'll see them run around.
Yep.
They'll be they're at halftime setting up, and after the games,
yeah, exactly.
They're ready to
service. They're at concerts at the Forum, everything, in the parking lot. Anyway, so we got one, and then...
This guy.
So a guy came up. And he was like, "Hey, where are you guys going right now?" I was like, "I don't know. We're trying to look for something." But he was like, "If you guys want to go into this club, the Kana Club right now, which is a rum, what is it called? Like a rum bar?
Rum and cigars.
It's a Cuban
like a
Cuban
rum and,
club.
A Cuban rum and cigar bar." And so I was like, "Yeah, I mean, we're trying to go in there." He's like, "Well, first of all, hey, shout out to Rez. He
us in that direction.
He paid for our hot dogs. Well, my hot dog.
Yeah, yours.
Oh, thank you.
He was smitten over you.
Before my brother's off. No, because my brother was jokingly saying, I'll buy you a hot dog.
Yeah, I did.
And he's just
offer.
And Rez was just like, come on, please, don't insult me. Yeah, and it was kind of joking between the two of them.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, now let me buy you a hot dog.
Yeah.
Cool.
He's like, thank you.
You know, he started hitting it off, what's up, blah, blah, blah. He was on FaceTime with this girl.
Yeah.
And if I'm not mistaken, I did take a look at his screen.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
She was naked.
Word?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, I was I said, hi, fiance. Like, does he have a phone like this? And I was like, what in the world?
Yeah, like, what's going on? What kind of relationship is that?
So whatever, you know,
Here,
he's different.
He's different.
Anyway, but he pointed us in that direction. We go in there.
So he gave us a name. He was like, yo, go to the door. Ask for, you know, say you're on this guy's guest list.
Yeah.
And they'll let you in because it's a members only club.
Right.
We didn't know that until we walked up to the door. And so they gave us a little static, which was fine.
Yeah.
I said, hey, we're on blah, blah, blah guest list. And the lady at the front, she was doing her job.
Yeah.
She said, how many people does he have inside with him? I was like, oh, I think he has three.
That was three. Yeah.
That was my fuck up right there.
Right.
And it was like, she said, well, that's all he's allowed to have in.
Right.
I was like, oh shit. I was like, okay, let me call him real quick. So
it's one plus three for the membership.
Yeah. I pretended to get on my phone.
This guy did the most.
And said, his voice keeps going to voicemail. And I was walking around like, hey, what's up? I'm not gonna say his name.
Yeah, yeah.
But this is David Dave. What's up? We're outside.
Didn't we say his name already?
No, we didn't. I'm not gonna say his name. Only Rez.
Okay, okay.
Rez is the guy who bought the hot dogs. Give us a name to go inside.
Okay, okay, okay.
And so.
Okay.
And so I backed up, and then Travis stepped up and started doing his magic, which was cool. And then we ended up going inside. We ended up getting in, and they gave us membership pricing at the bar.
It was unbelievable. Sir. My brother.
I feel fucked up because I ain't getting no membership.
They gave me membership pricing at the bar for drinks, shots, cigars, which was amazing.
That was the kicker there, cigars for you guys.
The
huh?
cigars and
oh, the cigars were delicious, bro.
We had some nice Macanudos, which was always good, always smooth, and you know
I had to leave with some extra.
We chilled there and we had a good time. It was good. It was nice.
Yeah, man. It was definitely a vibe for sure.
Yeah, it was a good ending to get me. So the thing when I go to concerts,
unexpectedly pleasant.
Yeah, like I was telling Dave when we were listening to concerts, like yo, like I love the hype concerts when I was younger, but the older I get, I love that smooth shit.
More
like,
chill.
Like DJ Quick has some smooth ass songs, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And when he went up there with the Versace shirt, like that was a whole, like real talk, that was a whole vibe.
That's like a whole Prince vibe.
That's the whole shit I'm trying. Well,
Yeah.
Yeah. That's like real talk. Like when I go home and it's like 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, like late at night.
Yeah.
You don't want to play some hype
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
You
want
to play some fucking smooth shit.
I'll be sure.
But not too smooth. Yeah. Still gangster.
I'll be
like,
sure.
Exactly. You just want to play some smooth shit. That's the type of music DJ Quick always had for me.
Yeah.
He always had that kind of Pomona Pimp type, you know. Like, Sugar Free's cool, but he's a little too hype.
DJ Quick is the epitome of West Coast hype music.
Exactly.
He produces
party music,
he raps.
Yeah. Party music.
He makes scores.
Anybody out here who hears a song, even if they don't know DJ Quick, if you hear a song,
it's
be
a
like,
vibe.
Oh, this is a fucking, this is summer, this is
yeah,
summer
it's
anthem.
A whole vibe, yeah.
So,
to me.
And honestly, it's for me, I always thought DJ Quick was the after party vibe.
Okay.
Like, there's like certain people that are artists and they like get the party started.
Okay.
There's certain people that are artists and they keep the party going.
Yeah.
But there's certain people that are artists and that's the shit you play when the club is over. It's 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock. Maybe you're trying to expand the hours into like 3, 4, and 5. You feel me?
Yeah,
there's only
a
certain type of music. You ain't playing a Waka Flocka.
No.
Like you want people to relax. Calm down,
vibe.
Get something to eat.
Vibe.
You know,
vibe,
take
vibe,
that
vibe.
Last two or three shots, whatever you need to get like that curve. And that's the shit that I'm really into. So like when he came on last, that shit like they hit different. And then when we left, concert was over because it was kind of abruptly.
Abrupt ending.
Well, but he was playing Tonight Is the Night by Betty Wright.
Yeah, I didn't hear a lot of shit that I wanted to hear.
UNITY.
Like,
yeah. Nah, it's another.
And Big Daddy Kane.
Big Daddy Kane was. UNITY is not accurate.
We checked it.
Yeah.
Come on, player.
We checked it. Triple confirm using the sample.
Triple confirm. Oh, I don't know about that.
You were telling me about that. I was like, yo, I don't think this is
Queen Latifah and Big Daddy Kane.
I think another song he used, maybe he remixed, but.
Okay.
Let's talk about when we went in the.
I digress.
Where we went into the club.
Cuban joint?
Yeah.
So
go ahead.
I want to say it's a club. I'm gonna stop right here.
It's like a sweat box
to get some gas.
It's a very
maybe
small.
Some snacks at the gas station.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Can we?
I don't get out like this much.
Yeah.
And I'm down
Hey Chico, can we get some Chex Mix?
Oh, you want some Chex Mix?
No.
You know what I'm looking for right now?
Uh-huh.
This is like
Slim Jims.
No.
You offer Slim Jims?
Hostess Crunch. Donut.
Don't you do it.
Dude.
Don't you do it. You're going to regret it.
Hey, now we're on the.
I deserve these.
We're actually on. You do.
Why do you deserve it?
I used to come here all the time. This is one of the gas stations I used to come when I worked at Tilt-A-Kilt.
Look right there. Across the street is Budweiser.
I was
in here every day. Mm. This is my spot, dude.
This is like a Alberto's knockoff.
Well, it was.
Everything.
It used to be Alberto's.
It's a Maritos.
It's a Calibertos.
Monica's?
Monica's.
I know Alberto's.
I know a couple.
Bro, your AC is pumping, bro.
I know a couple Monica's. I know.
Try it because it's my AC, all right?
Okay.
Get a sweater.
I know a couple Monica's. Monica's. Monica's.
Monica, Kelly, Brenda,
so,
Alicia.
Yeah, so that show did end abruptly, bro.
Yeah, like I was shocked because it was like they could have like smooth walked out, but I think it was just time to go.
It was.
You know
and
what I mean?
I think the Novu has a venue shut down at 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
At 1 o'clock.
Yeah, for real.
Which is fine. Which is
I was like I said, like the fact that he came out, he played the low key shit. I like that shit. Like I like everyone was dancing on the floor trying to bring that gangster crip walk shit back. That's all good.
But
that shit in the beginning of the show.
But it didn't make his way to the forefront.
Exactly. It's like
thank God.
By the time
turn the AC down, bro.
Yeah,
it's
like,
fucking
this shit
freezing.
Is fucking cold, yo. Like what the fuck? Got an Eskimo up in this bitch. All right, there we go. The thing that I liked is like, yo.
Turn your sea heater on, bro.
No, I don't need a sea heater.
Warm
he got his
warm,
on.
Warm
buzz.
Warm
no,
buzz.
Is,
there you go.
Okay,
there you go.
This is the thing, right?
Yeah.
This shit from like 94, 95, 96, 97, 98. You feel me?
Yeah.
This shit is a throwback. Yep. You won't have to carry that same energy that you had back in 96. It was a whole different time. You feel me?
Yeah, because all the fans that were with him then are now and are kind of the same age.
40,
and so now 35. They just want to chill. They ain't trying to turn up. They ain't trying to crip walk.
Yeah, there's no need for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so like when I hear the low-key fucking smooth-ass shit, it makes sense.
It did
based
make sense.
On like it everyone that was there. Everyone that was there was like older. You feel me? Yeah. It's like, yo, like just take that shit down.
Yeah.
You know, everyone's driving home. Like yeah. you ain't gotta pump them up to the point where they wanna go slide and fucking
fight
murder
somebody. Fight
somebody. Like,
yeah.
what the fuck? So like I like how he ended the show. I liked that it was abrupt. It's like, yo,
that's good. That's
turn
good.
The lights on, go the fuck yep. home. I'm cool with that.
Yeah.
And then the joint we went afterwards, I'll wait for Christian to come back.
Hold on. Did you see me dap up Devin the Dude as he
I
walked
did.
By?
I did.
Okay.
I
he
did.
He was
not
walk-
too many people even recognized
see?
Him.
That's right.
Yeah. I was like, are you serious?
Yeah.
I wanted to be like, I can't be a groupie. I saw you dap him up.
I'm not. Like, okay. I'm far from a groupie.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm around this shit all day, fucking
right.
Weekend and week out.
Devin the Dude is a legend, bro.
Devin the Dude is a fucking yeah. another legend. West Coast legend. And he right. was walking by with his little Dog Pound jacket,
nobody
Letterman jacket.
Fucking, yeah.
Nobody knew who the fuck he was. Mm. I knew who he was.
Yep.
I give him
talking about Blue Jacket.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And I
was like, I wanted to give him the shoulder
yeah.
brush. I was like, nah, I ain't gonna do that.
I went
man.
To shake his hand. He yeah. gave me the knuckles.
Little
I was
knuckles,
like, okay,
yeah.
give me the knuckles, bro. I'm cool.
And the fact, the craziest part, yo, are those real Tims?
No,
bro, his feet hurting, bro.
Those are Timber Lambs.
Timber Lambs, yeah, that shit like a cross between Timberland and Uggs.
Yeah, he ain't from here. He's
yeah,
from
real.
He's from Ohio, bro. He ain't from New York, bro.
Yeah, he got on lace.
Oh my god. Yo, COVID, bro. Yo.
Yo, the Tims. It's the lambskin, bro.
He got the Timber Lambs.
Yeah,
the Timber it. Lambs. You alright?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay.
Anyway,
so Devin the Dude adapted him up. The show ended 5 minutes. Go ahead. No, it's cool. Hey,
no, I'm good. I'm working on 3.5 hours of sleep.
Hey, both you and me. I got bags underneath my eyes as big as fucking.
That's genetic.
It's genetic. As big as fucking. What do you call those bags you buy from Sport Mart? Man, do they still got Sport Mart?
I've never heard of Sport Mart.
Oh, you lying ass motherfucker.
My word, yo.
That was a store on Tyler. Remember they had Sport Mart.
Sport Mart.
Fool.
Bro,
that's how I know you ain't playing no fucking sports.
I ain't even fronting, yo.
Oh my god,
bro! I played sports in Lombies, not in fucking Riverside.
You know how they say, "Oh, these bags is Chanel." No, bitch, these fucking is fucking
Sport Mark
Adidas bags under my eyes right now.
Where was Sport Mark?
It was on Tyler in Indiana, where
in
the
cut.
Yeah, where the
where they got that military store now.
No, up front where they have the furniture store now.
Oh shit!
Right there, that was Sport Mark.
Yeah, that shit went out of business, bro. That shit went out like Toys R Us.
Yeah, it did go out like Toys R Us, for sure, for sure. But that's all right. That's where I used to get my all my shit.
Interesting.
But so after the show, we hit the Conner Club, bro. The Conner Club was a vibe.
Yo, that was a whole
super
vibe,
bro.
I didn't. And what's funny is I've been hearing about this club for literally months, and I'm like, what the fuck? Everyone's on. But I get it now.
And then Swift did mention
yo, how
it before.
How did he get back up there? Did he pass us? Is it a twin?
The Timber Lambs. The Timber Lambs guy just.
That's crazy.
He just. What do you call that? He appeared.
He appeared and disappeared and then reappeared like in front of us. Like, what the fuck?
I don't know.
You can't miss though, because this dude wearing fake ass Timberlands.
And he wearing a sweater. Like, yo, first of all, wearing
sweater matches though.
Wearing fucking Southern California.
Chex-Mix.
Bro, yeah. This is what's up. Dude, savory chicks. Hold on, Trav.
Keep
talking.
Hold up.
I got the savory so you can drink
some
water.
I'm watching something.
Oh, there's a show.
No, that ain't a show.
We're talking about
his
oh,
Timberland.
Dude, Chico, thanks, man.
Crunch donut.
This is my shit right here. Fucking Chex-Mix. Oh, my God. So, the guy with the Timber Lambs. He just opened what kind of car is that? Chrysler 300?
The Chrysler 300.
One.
OG Mafia
two,
car.
Three, four,
Shorty
five,
and Wedge is about to
six
take
people,
a dive right now.
Six people just jumped out of the fucking Chrysler 300.
Yeah.
He thinks he a Mac because he's jumping in the driver's seat.
Bro, the whole scene don't make sense. A, you in a
thank
Chrysler
you for
300.
Sure.
B, you in some Timberlands.
Oh, my God. These are good.
So,
yeah, dude.
Fuck, that's old people food.
No, it's not old people food.
You might as well get some mustard pretzels.
Oh, these are, you know what? Hey, those are good. Hey, the Ghirardelli's one, or the Gardelli's, what do you call them?
I ain't even fucking playing.
Those mustard ones? Oh, hell yeah. Yo, Christian, hold on.
Might as well wear some heels, bro. Like, he's faded.
Christian got the good ones, though. These are the cheddar Chex Mix.
Oh, word.
No, you can't have any.
I don't want none.
Yeah, you do. You look at it like, no, oh, where? No, no, no.
I got
no,
a gallon of water.
You think it'll pick me up like this?
Yeah, no.
Listen, talk.
Yo, yo, can you hear me?
No.
Nope.
Not at all?
Do you spray some cologne right now?
No, he did. Hand sanitizer.
Wow, what you got? Flavor?
Hey, let me tell you something.
We never heard of a scented hand sanitizer.
Hold on, hold on. Nope. Speaking of hand sanitizer.
Eucalyptus tea.
Speaking of hand sanitizer. So there was a lady that offered me hand sanitizer in the club.
Oh, nice.
A black girl. Okay, she brought it out of her titty.
Oh, wow.
Stop. Okay, hold on.
Is it the one that was in the corner of the bar?
Yeah, yeah. And she gave it to me. I was like, oh, okay, cool. I'll take some.
Yeah.
And I rubbed it on my hands. I was like, oh, fuck.
It's all warm.
No. I was like, yo, what if this shit got fucking like fentanyl in it?
You dead.
And I'm dead.
Why would someone put fentanyl in fucking... Okay.
Bro, this is the age that we're living in. You
fentanyl
know what I mean?
And hand sanitizer.
Yes.
How would it absorb in your... Come on, man.
And I was like, oh,
that's
fuck.
The trick.
If I'm done in 5 seconds, I know where I'm going.
Yeah.
Where are you going?
And that's it. I'm going to heaven.
He's doing that makes
sense. I'm out. I'm gonna go see my dad.
That makes sense.
So, anyways.
That was nice of her.
It was nice of her. Actually, she sanitized my hands, so I'm still here.
Yeah, be nice.
But out of her breasts?
Out of her titties.
Out of her titties.
But that's usually where all the black girls keep all the shit.
What? Black? Yeah. Bro, white girls, Mexican girls, Asian girls.
No,
bro.
No.
Everybody got titties, bro.
No. Listen.
What the fuck?
No.
Black girls ain't the only one that keeps shit in their titties.
Yes, definitely.
Okay.
Only black girls.
Only.
Yes.
Only.
That's some bullshit.
I've been doing this, bro.
You've been doing black girls?
No comment.
Lies.
No comment.
Cap.
I had one.
One?
She was mixed.
See?
Then we hit some freeways.
She's mixed.
I know.
But
110, 105, 91 at Riverside.
I guess it counts.
I don't even know where we are.
We're on the 60 freeway in the city of Pomona.
Yeah. Wow.
Headed east to the Inland Empire.
Okay.
Fun night, man.
So we were talking about Club Canna. We got to Club. What is it called?
Club Canna.
Canna, yeah.
It's on. I don't even know where it's at.
Olympic.
It's in downtown, wherever.
I can't believe I'm still up. First off.
Word?
I swear to God.
This is as long as you've been up.
Your bedtime is like
oh,
what?
Shit.
I had an X2 at 3 o'clock on purpose. Really.
Oh, shit.
Sustained energy is proven.
Let me tell you something. I'm afraid to drink the X2.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I haven't drank.
I half, bro.
I haven't drank it yet.
I mix it with water. Any energy drink
water.
That I have, I mix it with water, yo.
That's nasty.
What do you mean? Nah, water is an essential element of life.
Okay, let me talk about water and hydration.
Please.
Yeah.
Please, guys.
Yeah.
Drink, I'm sorry, you have to eat to be hydrated as well.
That's
if you
true.
Only drink water, you're
That's
not
true.
Hydrated enough.
Right.
Eat the fruit that has the water in it.
What fruit?
Watermelon.
Okay.
Any melon.
Okay.
Any fruit, really. That's
right.
How you get true hydration.
Yo,
just a little
yo, it's like
piece
when,
of, you know, info.
I got it. So it's like when you drink a Gatorade or a Powerade or something equivalent to that.
Okay. Mm.
You have to drink water, too.
Yeah, you always have to drink water,
because
yeah.
If you don't drink that, like, the shit's not going to your cells. You're just going to piss it out.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it has to.
I guess
it
makes
sense.
Oh, my
God. What's going on? What's
you got to hydrate.
So, anyway.
And he just hit the brakes.
I thought that was a cop slowing down.
Nah. We good. Yo.
Everybody's good.
What's funny is I could have sworn I looked at this joint. It said 50 minutes. Now it's 27 minutes?
Yeah.
That was
That's crazy.
That was 30 minutes
ago.
That
was 30 minutes ago, Travis.
What?
Yeah, keep up, bro.
I'm keeping up. We only made one stop, bro.
It was an essential stop.
Mm.
A gas stop. I went through the whole process of getting the snacks in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had to slide my card, put my PIN in, you know, PIN number.
Yeah.
And then it says, I think it was like whatever the amount was, is
transaction
that amount
declined?
Yes or no? I hit no. I had to do it all over again. You know, you get fast fingers and you know, that's what happened. Anyway, what a fun, unexpected second part of the night.
Is it what it was?
I heard the word club, but it was more like loungy, and everyone was like cigar on cigars, and people were dancing to Cuban music. It was just a vibe of its own.
Yeah.
It was kind of refreshing, but at the same time, I was like, yo,
Thank God it wasn't like a normal club.
Right, right, right. But you know
at
what?
At first it was a little overwhelmed.
Well, because they said we went through the whole thing of getting in, and they asked us, "Do you have masks?"
Yeah.
And we're like, "No." And he's like, "I got you." Then they grabbed like 3 masks for us. Yeah. And then
put it on for like 30 seconds.
I didn't put one on.
No, I didn't put one on at all. We walked in and nobody had
no
mask on.
I ripped that shit off so quick. I was like, what the fuck?
So it's just something they have to say.
Yeah.
Right? And you walk in and no one had... I think I seen one person with it on. But anyway, it's just the process, you know? No one's really following that stuff in L.A. Right. As much as you see it on the TV and media, that's your problem. You know what I mean? Yeah.
It is a problem.
But I did want to see how they really were going to go about it, to be perfectly honest.
Right.
And all the spots that we went, except the Novo.
Yeah.
They didn't tell us about a mask at
Not
all.
Once, they did have signs that, hey, you're on your own.
They did. And, yeah, of course. No,
thank you.
No shit. Thanks for letting me live my own life on my own terms.
Yeah.
Anyway. Anyway, what a night.
That's a little
I enjoyed it, man. It was great getting out.
Yeah, we met some cool people, man.
We did meet some cool people.
More than anything, the thing that I respected is like the people that we met were like on the same type of vibe.
We met a cool little crew of people that were vibing to the songs, that were singing the songs, that were just West Coasting.
Yeah.
It was real fun, man. I'm glad. It was something that I think I needed.
Yeah.
We needed.
What's funny is like,
I did call somebody out that said when they started playing E40.
What?
And they said, Yay Yari. I said, oh, you from Yay Yari?
Oh, yeah, the guy that was...
Yeah, they was playing Too Short.
No,
they
E40.
They were playing...
E40, Too Short. I was like, oh, you from Bay Area now?
Who?
I thought you were West Coasting.
The one dude...
Bro, that's West Coast, bro.
Hold on. That's the Bay. Bay is different than West Coast.
Long story short,
the Bay is different than the West Coast.
It is different from our West Coast, but it's
still
from
Southern California.
It's still West Coast, bro.
Yeah, but not Long Beach, East Side, Compton.
Bro,
it's not the same as Bay Area.
I didn't say that. I said Long Beach, East Coast are two different places, right? But you got the West Coast and East Coast. Bay Area is West Coast, hands down. Probably more West Coast than fucking everything else.
Wow.
You think so?
If you really think about it.
If you really think about it.
I'm not really think about it. So where does that leave me?
I don't want to think about that.
I put it like this. There's just as much action. What's that?
It's telling me that someone's in my blind spot.
Yeah, you got this fancy car, bro. My car don't do none of that shit.
That Lambo ain't telling you shit.
For real. Shit. All I hear is...
All you hear is...
Yeah, the little...
And hitting
potholes. No, but like, real talk, if you really, really...
I'm just trying to avoid these cars. Look at this guy.
Yeah, if you really, really... Yeah, they
I ain't trying to get involved. Look at this.
They trying to get
involved. Crazy.
You're going to get involved.
I'm gonna knock your ass out.
What's funny is you got all single cab trucks and one Mitsubishi.
Bro,
no, real talk. If you really, 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 really dig deep and think about it, yo, the Bay Area has been around and hustling just as long, if not longer, than the West Coast.
If you think about gold miners.
Yeah, if you think about, I didn't even think about
1849.
That. 1849. But like, if you think about the music industry in general. The Bay Area has been hustling the music industry way before fucking Snoop. You know what I mean? They gave him the blueprint. The whole blueprint. You know, E-40 been doing it way before anybody on the West
Mac
Coast
Dre.
Over here.
Mac Dre.
No.
Yeah, Mac Dre, fool.
Hey, should I take the 15?
Yeah. That's the only place you're going to go, player.
Unless you want to go all the way around.
Yeah, exactly.
But like the Bay Area needs to get their respect. As far as like, we may have put it on the map, but we were just at the right place at the right time. You feel me? With the right style.
Bay Area
was too abstract to really get mainstream like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That language was too pimpish.
It doesn't translate down here.
Exactly. When Snoop came on the scene, I think why he's so popular is he's so intelligent that he knows how to communicate through his music better than most artists can even dream of. You know what I mean? Bay Area says some shit. I still don't understand half the shit E-40 says on his songs. You know what I mean? And that's respectable because
I understand
it's like,
when he says ooh.
Huh?
When he says
ooh.
Ooh. Ooh. Yeah, like
just
I get that.
Just read the lyrics on Google,
bro. Stupid. but Snoop made it cool to talk the gangster shit because he did it so cleverly eloquently. And still exactly. You know what I mean? He made it easy to understand.
La-di-da-di. We you like to mean? Party.
Yeah.
How much,
you know,
it was
easy to understand.
What's funny is I feel like Snoop found a formula to relate to white America without giving up any of his authenticity as far as being like from the hood. You feel me?
Yeah.
Because Snoop, if you really break down his music, it's frat party music.
What?
Like, think about it, yo.
Okay.
We gonna party till 6 and everything. Like, bro, they've been doing that shit at frat parties forever.
Oh, true. Okay. That's true. That's true.
Like, think about it. You mirror all his shit back to how he parties. A lot of people can relate to that because these white boys in Texas and Alabama, they've been doing that shit forever. You know, we gonna party until 6 in the morning. They've been doing that shit forever. Keg stands, fucking fish, like, fucking... They've been up and partying, drinking beer forever.
Trev, do you remember when we went to that frat party at UCLA?
I never forget it, bro.
Wasn't
I'll never
it?
Forget. That I always shit was strange.
I always tell my brother about that.
Bro, that shit
it's
was
so old.
Crazy.
How the steps, like the dorm.
The level of party, I had never seen that shit in my life.
It was
bro.
Insane. But the dorms, I remember going into one of the dorms somehow.
Just random
some way,
dorms.
And they were old. Yeah. Nothing's changed since the 1930s.
Yeah.
The steps leading to the dorms and all that. Anyway.
Everything.
So you all right?
What's up? Oh, you think you saw... You felt a bug?
Yeah, I hate that.
Those are phantom shits, bro.
What?
Yeah, yep. My word.
Nah, man. I'm
so paranoia.
No.
You good.
Get off me. Get off me.
This guy hates bugs.
I can't
no,
stand
bro,
it.
Like, real talk, the craziest...
Oh my COVID. God, COVID
the,
times two.
Nah, the craziest shit party wise I ever seen in my life was at UCLA or USC.
No, it was UCLA,
bro.
My my old quarterback invited
it was like
us to
a five story building.
Yeah,
and every fucking single room was a part of this party.
Shout out to Dan Wilson, he was the one that invited us, man.
Yeah, like you could walk into any room and it was like, oh, okay, this is weird.
I think we took the Geo Metro.
Yeah, oh, for sure. I don't know how we got there, but we were there. Bro, and they do that shit every weekend? No wonder they fucking be going through some shit, bro.
No wonder they want to go to college.
Hell yeah.
Dude, college and fucking, oh my God. I know from my little experience, that shit was wild.
One of the best parties I've been to.
Really? Yeah, I must say. I
think we walked into a dorm. It was like three girls, and they were just smoking. I was like, bro, can I hit that? They're like, of course. Like, they looked at me like I was crazy.
Like you were crazy. Like, yeah.
It's a party. Like, I was like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Bro, that shit was, it was like I died and went to heaven. Like, literally, bro. It was so chill vibes. Some of the vibes weren't chill. You know what I mean? It was like too many dudes. But most of the vibes was just kind of like, hey, we're relaxing. You've been studying all day, you know?
Uh-huh.
But it was cool, man.
Nice. Yep.
I don't even, like, I got so faded that I don't even remember 80% of that.
Damn.
Like, for real.
Yo, Trev.
I don't even remember going home.
For real?
Like, I don't remember how we got there. I don't remember how we left. I just remember it was a moment in time that was beautiful. And I don't remember anything else after that.
Nice.
It was like the
good
25th
for you.
Birthday shit, bro.
Bro, good for you. What was your favorite part of tonight?
Tonight?
Both of you.
The cigars.
Yeah, you were feeling that. That's your thing.
Cigars,
that's your thing.
Bro. That was a good cigar.
My favorite was when Daz came out.
Yeah.
And Daz, you know what was cool? Sometimes that people don't remember all their lyrics.
Yeah.
Daz remembered every single one of his lyrics.
That was impressive.
Every single one.
Because they're old as fuck, bro.
But you know how people just go up there and they just like kind of run through it?
Yeah.
That fool didn't run through it.
Nope. They were on point.
That was
Sugar Free shocked the shit out of me.
Yeah,
bro,
for sure.
He was energetic. He had the crowd going. The story he told about the strong lead bitch and fucking Big Bear.
Yep.
Bro, man. That shit, like, and he kept it real. He was like, yeah, she whooped my ass. They took her to jail. I was like, damn. You know, like, I like that shit because it's like, you know, I don't recommend any man, you know, pimping is hard for a lot of people.
It ain't easy.
Pimping ain't easy.
But someone's got to do it.
There's a reason why that phrase is out there because, you know, you already know you're doing wrong.
But it's necessary.
Just,
but okay. It's necessary. It
isn't necessary. But like, there's, you know, there's different. I put it like this.
Uh-huh.
There's a, someone has to fill every occupation.
Go ahead.
You feel me?
Go
ahead. Every occupation in the world has to be filled. Some people are grimy enough to do it. Some people don't want to do it. You know, there's always going to be cops and robbers. You can't always just have cops. That's just how the world rolls.
Yeah.
But when he tells these stories, you can tell he's so committed to it. You know, like his energy shows up on stage and it's bigger than the stage. Like the stage can't contain the energy
that's true.
He has.
It
and
supersedes the stage.
Exactly,
you're right.
Exactly. Exactly. He was like, my dick is too big for these pants. I was like, bro, like, can you stop pimping? You feel me? Like it's in his blood. Like, you can tell he's authentic.
Yeah.
Sugar Free's in a relationship now.
Word?
Yeah, man. As of a
situationship.
Nah, bro.
Situationship. Yeah, posting girls on IG.
Damn.
Posting the girl on IG.
He's just slowing down.
That's what I'm saying. It's leaving his body.
Wow.
Yeah, he got him a real one.
Wow.
Yeah,
okay.
Man. Posting. They went to...
He
different trips.
To, he's not new to it. He's true
if they,
to
if they
it.
Go to, if yeah. if he posts him on brunch, then you know it's real.
Yeah, then you know it's real. Yo, if I wake up at 9 o'clock to go to breakfast with anybody,
exactly.
You know it's real, bro. Fuck that. Yep. DoorDash, hell no.
You're right.
Why the fuck we gotta get dressed early to go out and eat breakfast?
Yep.
Uncomfortably at a table in a restaurant when
yep.
we just have it in bed? Hell no. Or you can just go make some eggs.
No, yeah, man, making eggs and going to brunch ain't the same, though.
Bro, ain't nobody on this fucking freeway.
That's
no,
a dude. I know. I haven't been on
Jesus.
This freeway yet. It's really late right now.
I know.
I don't remember being on the road.
You
this
sound confused. <You're> like,
yeah, what's
I should be in bed right now.
And you know what?
Some lights blinking. I hope our freeway's not
we good.
Not blocked.
There's I checked it out, bro. We're good all the way home.
Like, I ate all my Chex Mix.
Are you serious?
Swear to God.
You're going to have heartburn.
I know. I'll be up for another 2 hours.
No,
easy.
I'm going to bed, and then I'm waking up bright and early so I can catch all the football games.
What are you going to watch tomorrow?
Snaps.
Tampa, baby. They're playing the Falcons at 4 o'clock.
4 o'clock?
Damn.
4 something, yeah.
When they start playing football at 4 o'clock?
What are you talking about?
It's 10, 1,
it's
and 10, 5.
And there's a late afternoon game. It's
I know, but it goes 10, 1, 5:30.
It's like 4:30 or something, bro.
Maybe.
So who's your picks for tomorrow?
My picks?
Yeah.
I don't care about nobody else with Tampa. But I do want to see the Chiefs play.
I
want to watch Mahomes because I think that he's either A, going to crack and have a horrible season.
I think so, too.
You feel me?
Yes.
The pressure's on, bro. Like, for real, the pressure's on. He plays it like it's not a lot of pressure, but the pressure is on.
Oh, yeah.
I want to see Winston. With the Saints.
Oh, you want to see if he's going to do
I think the Saints are going to do it, bro.
Yeah, me too.
The Saints?
Dude.
Real talk. A lot of people hate Jameson or Jameis, but the kid is talented. He's just a little weird.
He's lazy, bro.
He's lazy.
Fat.
I don't think he's lazy. He's unguided. He just needs more experience.
Well,
shout out to Jonah.
Let's see what happens tomorrow, man, because he had one good game, and, you know, it's hard to keep that.
Bro, you play Aaron Rodgers, bro. And even though Aaron Rodgers' heart isn't 100% in it, 50% of Aaron Rodgers' heart is 100% of most quarterbacks in the league.
He's 1 foot out the door. I mean, who knows? He could come back and have
1 foot
a
in the
great because he had a 1 year contract.
He's one foot in the grave, 1 foot on a banana peel.
His whole Aaron Rodgers is a loyal, like, old school type Boston dude type. You know what I mean? Like, and once you take away that loyalty, like,
I don't know. There's a lot of old ass fucking quarterbacks right now that are fucking still doing it.
Yeah, man.
Tom Brady, I have him on my fantasy starting.
Brady. You got fucking Roth's fucking burger.
So check this out. Our work has a fantasy football league.
Yeah.
Work?
In that league is a lady. Her name is Michelle Tannenbaum.
Oh,
Michelle
shit.
Tannenbaum
Never
is the it. Is the wife of Michael Tannenbaum.
Are you serious?
Is it Michael Tannenbaum, the ESPN analyst
yep.
and
okay.
the former GM of the Dolphins and the Jets. So
what?
Yeah,
why is she working, bro?
Huh?
Why is she even working?
She needs to
she's part
she needs
of
to keep
the
active, X2. Bro. She needs to keep active.
He's a part of it as well.
Right here, this exit right here.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah.
So I'm playing her tomorrow. It's
Bro, are you flying right now? How the fuck are we almost home?
Bro, I'm cruising. I'm dipping, sliding, crazy, gliding bro. Like Daz.
Damn.
Yeah, so I play. I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to seeing the Bucks.
What do you win?
We're gonna have.
Did you pick the Bucks?
No, but I.
Wait a minute. You picked the Falcons?
I didn't pick any. What do you mean?
You're not. You said
it's
fantasy.
Just. It's just fantasy.
Oh, okay.
My bad, individuals. My defense is the Steelers, but I want to see the Bucks actually play. I want to see Levante David. You know, part of X2.
I want to see Vita. What's his name?
Who?
Vita. Vita. Kicking his last.
Vita.
Name.
Vita.
The Samoan dude, the center, bro.
For who? What team?
For Tampa.
No, I don't know it like that.
Vita. 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 I keep fucking forgetting his name. He's a new cat.
God.
I don't know. Center.
Hey, oh God. Fucking damn. Oh,
but I want to see Saquon Barkley.
Oh, God.
There's a motorcycle behind me.
Oh, that's where? A motorcycle.
It's a go kart.
One headlight. They got one headlight.
It's a go kart.
Anyway, I want to see Saquon.
Yeah.
Do it up. I want to see Levante. I want to see my Chargers. Right. I want to see Herbert.
Okay, so who's
Eckler?
Who's your picks for tomorrow?
As far as people, individuals?
No, teams.
Oh,
who's winning? Who's winning tomorrow?
Well,
pick three.
I hope the Chargers are going to win. I hope the Bucks do win.
Bucks
and
Chargers.
I want the Giants to win.
Giants,
I already
okay.
got money on the Bucks.
Who you got, Trav?
I got the Bucks to win. I got the Chargers to win. I got the Texans to win.
Texans, okay.
Yeah, I got Green Bay to win.
Mm,
tough, I have the Bears tough. To win, which is shocking.
The Bears.
The Bears.
and
classic.
And Cowboys are looking good, bro.
Oh my God, get out!
Hey,
okay,
no,
we're
no,
gonna
real,
we gotta go.
Real, listen, real talk. I saw
the Cowboys
last week. We almost lost, bro.
We
like, real talk.
We
yeah,
we
Tampa.
Oh.
Yeah,
the,
we almost lost.
The Chargers are playing the Cowboys tomorrow, actually.
Bro, like,
oh, dude, that's going to be
the
game right
wins,
there.
But that's going to
be
a
game.
What time do they play?
1 o'clock on the West Coast.
Yeah. I'm gonna go to Heroes, have a beer, and watch the Cowboys.
Oh, yeah?
Oh,
lose to the Chargers.
Lose to the Chargers.
Yep.
Am I turning right here?
Oh, no. Keep it. No.
Sure.
No.
One more. The next one, I think.
Yo, this mobile fucking podcast is insane.
Yeah, this is nuts. I can't wait to hear it.
We're on the road. It's late.
Because
it's supposed to cancel out the outside noise.
So right now it's 3:05. No, keep going, bro.
Oh,
it's 3:05. It's 3:05 a.m.
It's my first time over here.
Oh my God, here we go.
No, we literally this is how we got to the freeway, bro.
These donuts just got me, bro. Going to sleep mode. Those donuts are so bomb, dude.
No,
which ones did you get?
Real
Hostess Crunch.
Damn, you killed the
old school.
You
old
killed
school.
Them all, right?
You
I killed
share.
It.
You didn't even share a crumb, bro.
Bro, I ate.
Now, let me ask you a question.
Damn.
Why
my
the hell would I share
I ate
anything?
All my chicken legs. He did ask you if you wanted anything.
I did.
Give him one orange sweater.
Salmon.
Another pack of donuts.
Chocolate.
What kind is this one?
My kind.
Is it?
you want to see it? Google Hostess. Google Hostess. And then they have all the options.
That's fucked up. No, I'm going to go home and smoke. Pass out, you know what I mean? Wake up with enough time to fucking...
catch at 10 a.m.?
Yeah. That's all I'm doing tomorrow.
Yeah,
right. Are you gonna sleep enough?
I only need like 3-4 hours of sleep.
Here we go.
Hey, you think Swift's car is still here?
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah. That fool ain't...
He won't be here
till... My worry, his car will be parked in front of the house for like 2 days.
Yeah, till like 5 a.m.
Yeah, that's a strange guy, bro.
Swift.
Like, for real.
We missed you, man. But you know what? I might see him
you know
next weekend as well.
Of?
Yeah.
The scientist from Rick and Morty, bro.
Hey, you always
what's his name?
Got some Rick.
Rick
and Morty fucking reference.
Rick.
You need
Rick.
To switch up your
Rick.
Shows. That's what you're going to go watch
like
right
Rick
now,
and
huh?
Rick Morty, bro. Nah, I'm well, passing
well,
out, yo.
Well, guys, look. This yeah. We're done.
We're here. We're here.
We are here.
Look, it's car.
We made it.
Everyone's safe. Yeah. As we assume
so
we would
what do you what do you rate the show today?
A 10.
A 10?
Oh,
no, you
wow.
know what?
I do eight and a half.
I go
real talk, I'm gonna go 7.5.
What?
Okay. Why?
This is why.
Yeah.
A, we showed up late.
Well, okay.
Even though we showed up late, they were just starting.
Okay, that's another thing. Let me talk about
that
real quick.
Yeah,
look,
go ahead.
In the bar,
yeah.
the first bar that you know we went to before
right.
we walked in.
Uh-huh.
To get the shot, and then people started ordering drinks. I was like, yo, what's up? I thought we were going to do a shot and bounce.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, we don't know where they're at in the schedule of the thing.
Yeah.
And we got in line. We heard the house music coming through.
Right,
and
right.
And my brother said, "Yo, I think they're actually on." I said, they're "Good live, thing we
yeah.
came."
Yep.
And the reason why I was, you know, like trying to get us along because I missed out on a show that was on a tight 2-hour window.
Yeah.
I walked in thinking I could pregame chill.
Right.
And sure enough, I'm.
But
glad,
we didn't
I'm,
miss that much.
No, we missed like four spots. That's it.
Four songs.
Yeah. But we were good because we seen everyone. It was a good time. I rated 8.5.
Yeah.
It could be a 10 if.
I only go 7.5 because I have a problem with 10.
Okay.
I give it an 8.1.
8.1.
And I'll tell you this. If LB Shore didn't show up,
yo,
it would have been a 9.3.
I thought he had a stroke, bro.
If he wasn't fucking faded or whatever he was doing
bro,
up there.
Did you see his first note? He was like,
was he faded?
Yeah.
Bro,
really?
he fucked up the whole shit.
So if it wasn't
like
for LB Shore,
I
would have given it a 9.1 easy.
Yeah.
But he fucked it up.
9.1.
He brought the average down. Yeah.
Yeah. No. Oh, sure. I gave it like real talk. I gave it 7.5. And
you know why? Because
score.
I haven't seen Corrupt, Daz, and Quick all at
what
once.
What chocolate donuts? Yo?
I smashed them.
But yeah, man, let's get out of here, Holmes.
Let's get out of here.
Peace,
I gotta go home.
Yeah, I gotta go.
All right. Long story short.
Yeah.
Great night.
Great night.
Got to do it again. I like this mobile podcast shit.
Don't be afraid to stand up for what's right out there.
That's right.
I have to put that out there because what happened tonight was not right, and we made it right.
Yeah.
Put that motherfucker in check.
Yep.
Because he does not need to lay his hands on a woman ever.
Yep. If you ever hit a woman, just fucking check yourself out.
I never hit a woman. But I'll slap the shit out of a bitch.
Fucking bullshit. You know what I'm saying, Trey?
Wow.
We out, man. Wow. We out. Great night with you. Love you guys. Peace.
Irate Masterminds. We love you guys. We out. So.